Blog Talk Radio.
On them diamonds worth a couple bands. My resume's immaculate. I really touched 100 grand. Legend just like Michael Jordan. Ramsey County, I'm the man. Homie steady flexing, that's the problem. He don't understand. We really getting paper though. Drop it fast and hit the flow. Money steady piling. What you think a nigga hustle for? Take you out the city, introduce you to some finer things. Prada, Louis, Donna, Karen, Jimmy, choosing diamond rings. Running through the city like we running, blowing Mary J. Trappy doing numbers for the summer, stacking everything. My hustle game incredible. Every day I'm making moves. Shawty rolling with me, let me show you what the winners do.
Shawty fast, he a winner. He don't need no competition. Pop a bottle of Moscato, bust it open in the kitchen. Reservations and it's telly, baby. Tell me if you win. I'm just trying to get to know you. Celebrate cause you a winner. Shawty fast, he a winner. He don't need no competition. Pop a bottle of Moscato, bust it open in the kitchen. Reservations and it's telly, baby. Tell me if you win. I'm just trying to get to know you. Celebrate cause you a winner.
Hit the crib, pack your bags, baby. It's time to catch a plane. Hit the back and bust it open while I'm gripping on your frame. Put some legs in the air while I'm pulling on your hair. Trap a fool, I'm steady smoking while
oh,
I never move your
track.
Body's taken from the past, I'm steady smashing in the zone. Knew I had to make you mind from conversations on the phone. Going strong, make you fall. Guaranteed to get you right. Get you open in the kitchen by the middle of the night. Different state, getting cake. Long's you round with me, you straight. 30 pop on my way. Not a worry, cause you safe. Hella bands in the stands. Introduce you to a place. Me and Saudi love to kick it, copping products by the cake. Got Moscato by the cake. Make a toast and have a taste. This is only the beginning, so they trying to take your place. Any buster disrespecting you, I gladly catch a kick. I know Saudi see a winner, rock and see it in my face.
Saudi fans see a winner, see don't need no competition. Pop a bottle of Moscato, bust it open in the kitchen. Reservations and it's telly, baby, tell me if you win. I'm just trying to get to know you, celebrate cause you a winner. Shawty bad, she a winner, she don't need no competition. Pop a bottle of Moscato, bust it open in the kitchen. Reservations and it's telly, baby, tell me if you win. I'm just trying to get to know you, celebrate cause you a winner.
Y'all, I need a birthday present.
Yeah. I'm about ready to tell your Echo to shut the fuck up.
Yo.
Like, stop.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, real quick, yo, Red, I heard a song today in Miami, and the song's called Tad Out. And I was like, oh, my God, we got a suit. We got a suit. It's called Tad Out.
Man.
I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to
I don't want you to send it to me. They swagger jacket.
No.
I don't want you to.
I think it's by Big Sean, though. It's called Tad Out.
No, that's by Nori and French and all them dudes. But I know what you're talking about. That's it. That's it. Suck like Tad Out. For real. They should have put me on that shit. It would have been a motherfucking hit like Tad Out. You dig?
Hey, how's everybody's Wednesday going so far?
All right, I know we're waiting. Yo, I don't know what's up with my phone. I'm sorry, I hung up and called back in.
Yo,
we're still waiting for Big
calling.
But everybody, let them know who you guys are and what you know exactly how they can follow you guys on Twitter and stuff like that.
Ladies first.
Late as usual.
Hey, man.
Don't get on my case. Hey, I had a situation going on.
You always have a situation going on. What up, bitch?
Man, I'm chilling, man. In the middle of them cutting like a Band-Aid.
With some peroxide.
Hey, alcohol,
buddy. Y'all is a mess. All right, let's get the night cracking. Let's get it started. This is the one and only Miss Chocolate. Y'all can catch me on Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/Charnay.Hawkins. Or y'all can catch me on Twitter at Miss Chocolate 86. Y'all follow me. I do follow back.
So she know it's real. Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Hey, I'm going to jump in then next. I am the one and only Recess Kid Red, a.k.a. Tad Out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can find me anywhere, just about anywhere. But catch me on Facebook at Recess Kid Red, Tad Out. Catch me on Twitter at Recess Kid Red. That's all together. So make sure y'all follow me again. I do follow back like Tad Out. And Instagram, I'm Tad Out, baby.
Oh,
anything
you can
think about, just Google.
Oh, I forgot about Instagram. Instagram, no. Hey.
Wow.
Don't wow me.
I talk a lot. Wow.
Y'all kept me on Instagram.
Wow. Check this out. This your boy, JB. You feel me? Hey, next to Blow, hell no. We out to, hey, you can find me on Facebook, type in JB, and it'll pop up. You'll see me. And you can type JB then on Twitter, and you're going to see me there also. So you know what I'm saying? And on Twitter, that's JB, J-Y-B-I-G-G-S. So shit, fuck with me.
Yeah, y'all. Hey, where am I be at? He over there kind of quiet.
Y'all
you know
quiet.
He on the face talking shit.
Damn, that's how it is, y'all.
No, you know
we love
you.
Right. You my nigga, but you be quiet.
I'll be chilling, man. I'll be absorbing everything and shit. Listening to y'all niggas wild out and shit. But anyway, man, it's your boy MID, man. Come from DE. Holler at me on Facebook at facebook.com/MID. HARRELL. Holler at me on Twitter, MID. GTM, the number 4, DM. Highlight us, man. Next to Blow, hell no. Everybody that's listening, tell everybody else that you know. I mean, tune in. Next to Blow, hell no. It's the next thing.
Yes,
yeah.
Next
to Blow, next thing.
What? Time for the interrupt. This is the perfect start. MID has said some bullshit. This is not Next to Blow or the next thing. This is Next to Blow or hell no.
Oh, no, that's it. It is the next thing.
It is the next thing. I didn't say it was.
Don't put my dog on the spot like that. You trying to say, hey.
We ain't going
to
be on. Hey.
Whatever. whatever. Don't be trying to put my dog off spot like that. Y'all tripping.
Hey, we ain't fighting over here this way.
Whatever.
Y'all crazy as hell. But y'all can follow me on Twitter. I know I'm not echoing no more yay to me. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at Miss Queen T, MZQUEENT. Facebook, Miss Queen T promo. Yo, MID, let everybody know what we got going on tonight, you know, stuff like that, and how they can submit the music for the Next to Blow or Hell No segment.
This Next to Blow or Hell No, every Wednesday night. Well, where I'm at, East Coast, 9 to 11. The mid, you know, it's 8 to 10.
8 to 10, Central.
Submit your music to nexttoblow.hellno@gmail.com. That's nexttoblow, NEXT2TO.blow. Or hell no, nah, I messed it all up. nexttoblow@gmail. Y'all heard me.
Let everybody know what they got to include in the email when they're submitting their track.
Okay. Your phone number, your address, all of it is sexy.com. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
You got to submit.
No point on this way.
Yo. Y'all got to send.
Anybody listening right now to submit your track, make sure that you email them.
Miss Chaka, you're going to quit punking me.
Y'all doing the most. Submit the track MP3 format to nexttoblow.hellno@gmail.com. Make sure to include a short bio. Tell us something about yourself, how we can find you on Facebook, how we can find you on Twitter, you know, where you're from, what your real name is, the government if you want to let us know that, or if you just want us to know your nickname. Give us a short bio so we know who's sending the music. Once again, make sure it's MP3 format. Send that to nexttoblow.hellno@gmail.com. Y'all get at us and those tracks in. We'll pick 5 a week. You might get picked. If you get picked, we'll hear you on the radio. Let's get it.
Damn, you did it so much better than me.
I know. We need to get you practicing. Why do you think I was trying to make you do it? We're trying to get you practicing.
Women do it better.
As she goes into character, she just gets in character like she just, you know.
Women do everything better than men. That's
not really. Not really.
Yeah.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, make sure you guys tune in 718-664-9115. Shout out to the people in the chat box, www.blogtalkradio.com/nexttoblowradio. Shout out to the people on their Google app too. If you guys want to download our Next to Blow Radio app, go ahead and Google Play, search in Next to Blow Radio, download it. Also catch our previous episodes as well too. This is episode number 4 on Next to Blow or Hell No. Like they said, make sure y'all tune in every Wednesday. Press one to go live with us. We got some hot topics we're going to get into. Starting in 17 minutes, we're going to get into the first song, you know, the top 5 songs, whoever that were chosen for Next to Blow or Hell No. So shout out to all the callers that are calling in to be our judges tonight. You feel me? Shout out to all of them. We need everybody to be judging, so make sure you guys stay on the line for that. But who want to go first with their topic? I know y'all got some hot topics for the callers.
Don't all talk first.
Okay, so like Red wanna go first. Okay. Red, what's your hot topic?
Okay, you know I'm ready. Let's go. My hot topic is, do y'all think that all females have gay tendencies or, you know, curious minds? Do y'all think all females is like that?
Yep. All of them.
Can I answer off top? I told you there's one stuff thing I need to get. It's 100% of a population. I'm going to give y'all about 95% that absolutely know whether or not they're curious. That other 5 is a hell motherfucking no. Don't cross that motherfucking line. You do, you get pop, shotgun, busted, happy ass, all that shit. That's me. I'm on that 5%. I ain't curious about shit. I love dick too much.
For the callers, if y'all don't know, I love women, so you know what I'm saying. I am really shut up. I feel like it's a lot of straight women that's out there that got curious minds. Period. Point blank.
And that is so much, like you said,
I give it a 2 or 3% that'll say hell no all the way straight, no strictly dickly only type shit. But other than that, I feel like goddamn the whole damn world just about gay.
I'm talking about the females.
Oh, all right.
Okay, let's go ahead and bring in our first caller from the 510-417. Caller, you live. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is the original Octane. Nobody else but me, you know what I'm saying? And what's going on, everyone?
Hello.
Yo, what's up, Octane? Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for calling in. I know you wanted to be a judge tonight, right?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
Definitely. That's what's up. Yo, Octane's been supporting me and Magasia since day one, so shout out to Octane. Octane, go ahead and give out your links and stuff like that.
All right, my Twitter is Octane Vocal. That's OKTAYNE. VOCAL. That's my Twitter. See my Facebook page at, you know, Octane Thick Cal. That's Octane Thick Cal. A Thick Cal is official without the I, so just take the I out at the after the C.
Just take the eyes out, yeah. Take the eyes out.
Hungry eyes.
Oh, yo, man. Octane, do you think all females got gay tendencies?
Yes.
I mean, I don't necessarily call it gay tendencies. I mean, they're to be curious of, you know, what they really, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, what they really want or whatever.
We're very curious.
All right. Yo, Octane, stay on the line, okay? We're going to get into more callers, and then we'll bring you in once we start this next lower hell no in 30 minutes, okay?
Real quick, shout out to Ladies Love Music, Tandra in the chat room. Everybody else is in the chat room right now. Go ahead, log in with your name. We can say what's up to you.
Yeah. Shout out to Magasia. I love to see you in the chat box with me, Magasia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, sorry, y'all won't get it confused.
Shout out to
Tantrum.
I know he's in the chat box. He's on the next to Blow or Hell No segment tonight.
He said
he got his drink in his cup. Also, we forgot to say, make sure you guys tune in later on the show as well, too. We'll got Drop the Bomb on live interview last week, next Glow winner. So shout out to Drop the Bomb. Make sure you tune in. And that's pretty much it. We're going to get the show rolling. Let's see who else we got on the line. Calling out of the 302-743, you're live. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
It's the Cold War Chilla, Shadowy Gorilla. One half of the show, next to Blow Radio, it starts the catalyst all day. Let's get it. What's good?
Later.
I love your voice. Oh, my God. I love your accent.
Hold on. Who said that?
He ain't got no accent.
Shut up.
It's raspy.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's
your office. Your office does it. Who is that?
Who? Nobody.
That's Magasia. Sorry, y'all.
Magasia, you're a freak. Why are you talking about somebody?
No, I'm not. I'm just giving him a compliment. I always wanted to say it. Tonight is the night. I wanted to tell him that he has a very sexy voice. There's nothing wrong with that.
He do got a sexy ass voice.
He
knew.
I agree.
Get back to the segment, please. We
on the segment. The segment is shifting.
Okay, so for any of the other callers, if you guys think Crush the Catalyst has a sexy-ass voice, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so you can hear a whole 2 hours of Crush the Catalyst voice, along with lyrical incisions, okay? Okay.
Thank you, Queen. I love that. The homie's doing hard.
Yo, Crush, hold on the line. I know you're going to be a judge tonight too, right?
Yes,
Yeah, no doubt.
Don't be being mean, Chris. You ain't not. Hey, y'all some rude ass motherfuckers over there on Thursday night. Y'all
how rude.
They rude, girl. They be getting in over there. They be talking mad shit to motherfuckers.
Ooh. I don't know what you're talking about, babe.
Niggas calling some freestyles. They, hey man, they be, oh my god, it'd be so funny.
Because it was a lot of niggas that were calling in that was whack. So we,
I know, but damn, y'all ain't got to burn them up like that. Y'all make a nigga quit rapping.
Now we just make a nigga go back to the drawing board and make sure that what he's doing got the type of quality.
No, he just gonna make you quit rapping. That's all.
Look, I said it like this. I said it like this. If they couldn't take criticism, don't call. If I made people quit rapping, my bad. But if you quit rapping or for something,
man, somebody write a suicide note and kill themselves.
Hey. If they do that all because of what
they
I said, so I would
in the suicide note, it said, "Dear Crush the Catalyst, you tore my complete dreams, my goals, everything. You just ripped it straight out of my chest, and I can't live with myself anymore." So they off themselves. You mean, dude?
Well, if I see that note, I'm gonna write.
I went to the funeral.
If I see that note, I'm gonna put it on Facebook and put my back.
All right, yeah, we're gonna get to the next caller. I'm sorry, what'd you say, Crush?
I wanted to put my two cents on the topic. Two.
Okay, go ahead.
I think they are, like, because I never met a girl that never tasted her own pussy. So therefore, if she tasted her own pussy, at one point she think about tasting another pussy.
Never.
Hold on, ladies. I got a question. If you done been having sex with a guy, and y'all was having sex, and he took it out.
Don't even say it. No.
You ate that pudani.
Thank you.
What?
You ate some booty pancakes.
Not a girl. It's not a girl.
Right. In the world.
Hell no, listen up.
You're stinging your vagina and sticking in your mouth. You ate your vagina. You ate it.
There is a difference in eating my own vagina and taking
you
my own juices. There is a difference in eating my own vagina and tasting my own juices as opposed to licking on another bitch's swat. Come on,
that's
now.
True.
This is
that's like saying a nigga
licking a bitch's pussy after he done put the dick in there, and then, you know what I'm saying, she gave him some head and then we kiss it. Nigga, are you giving yourself head now? Come on now.
I guess. If that's the way you look at it.
That's not how you supposed to look at it, though.
Just touch some dick.
This is the thing.
Look, this is the issue. Look, you got to realize when you eating the punani, you're not really sticking your face all up in there in the inside. It's more on the outside, on the top. And when you're putting your mouth on the whole thing, you know, and the whole
thing.
You
go on that thing, though. I mean, not on air, but, like, you're putting your tongue inside of it, though. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
You put your tongue up inside of it. Come on now.
I don't know, y'all.
How you eat pussy? Like, I mean, are you serious?
Yeah, I eat quickly, but still, I'm just saying.
And Biggs, that's like saying that because you
that ain't the same thing. I'm really just picking. Y'all need to get out my fucking case while I come through this motherfucker's fuck eye.
Okay, y'all, we're going to get to the next. Let's go ahead and get into the next caller. Calling out the 404-274. You live on Next to Blow. I hell no. Who is this?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
What's going on, y'all?
Nothing much. What's going on with you?
What's up with you?
Y'all don't even know who y'all talking to. Talking about what's up. This is Reese, man. I'm just calling to fuck with y'all.
I know what it was.
I wanted to make a comment on the topic at hand, too. Because I think I fall into the 2-5% y'all was talking about. I ain't never been interested in another bitch.
Say that.
I do like to look at myself naked. I love my breasts. Mm-hmm.
Say that too.
That don't mean I'm gay. I don't want to see another bitch titties.
I got a question for y'all ladies. Okay, so when y'all hear sex going on, or y'all hear another woman, you know what I'm saying, giving off sexual interacting sounds because she's being pleased, does that turn y'all on?
Nope.
All right, so I can answer this question because I had a roommate in college where we had bunk beds in our dorm room, and she had a session, I had a session. I'm to keep it real. That shit fucked my session up. I'm trying to concentrate on doing this, but bitch, I hear you.
Yeah, that don't turn me on. I'm saying, like, the same question could be asked to you fellas. Does it turn you on to hear a man grunting?
No.
Does that turn you on to hear a dude like, ooh? Does that turn you on?
No, it don't.
But I'm just saying. I mean, why wouldn't another
female voice? Why a bitch moan supposed to turn me on, but a nigga moan ain't supposed to turn you on?
I didn't think you was supposed to. So who's guilty in this situation? I should be a lawyer. Kudos.
It's the way you worded the question. You were insinuating that it was supposed to.
No, I wasn't insinuating shit. I just asked the question.
The hell you were. That's why you asked the damn question.
No,
you're trying to prove a point.
Stop instigating. Why you just can't never be cool?
You are crazy. Yo, Reese, you're rocking with us tonight. You're going to be judging on these songs as well?
Yeah, I'll mess with y'all.
Okay. All right, we're about to get into this in 3 minutes. Let's go ahead and get into one more caller out of the 347-320. Caller, you live. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Matori, man. How are you guys doing tonight?
What's up, bro?
No, Matori, you're going to have to call in and turn up. Like, uh-uh, you can't do that.
Bro, you got to be too cool. You got to ask your ass for the whole time.
I was just trying to figure out, you know, it went from a hot topic to eating pussy instructions, and then it went to I lost.
No, listen to me. This is the situation. They already trying to jump on me and shit. I'm glad you're on the line now, bro. You be having my back, bro.
You already know, man.
Yeah, us real niggas got to stick together. You know. MID be sitting over there quiet, don't want to say shit.
So what's the main
what's the main
subject?
Topic?
Yeah, what's the main topic? I mean, what are we really talking about here?
Well, I'm gonna let MID tell you, bro.
It's like all females have big tendencies. That's where it starts.
I know, baby.
Oh, he's a father. Hey, folks, that's a real father.
Hey, come here, look. Say hi next to Blow. Say hi next to Blow.
Hi, him next to Blow.
How you doing?
That's Brooklyn. I got to take Brooklyn to the other room so I can talk about a hot topic. Yeah.
Yo, real quick before, guys, who want to go first? Who want to introduce her song first? So I can have it ready.
M.I.D.
Don't know.
I'm going
to song first. Let's go.
Let me go.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just getting it ready. Yo, Matura, you want to address the topic real quick? We're about to before we get into these five songs.
No. Let's just get into the five songs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think y'all covered everything. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Matura. Thank you for calling in. Hold on the line.
All right. No problem. Well, yes, Brooklyn. I know, baby.
Aww.
Shout out to Maturi. What a great father he is. Shout out to the rest of the callers that we have not yet taken. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the 612, the 763, the 510, the 870, the 903, the 706, 404, 214, the 414, the 747, the 267, 978, the 314s. And, you know, there's so much more. So make sure you guys stay tuned with us. We're about to get into the first track. As soon as I pull it up. Who said they wanted to go first?
MID.
Or MID?
MID. Well, listen.
Yo, I don't know. Whoever has Kid Carson going to go first, because that's the one that's coming up.
Oh,
okay. Let me. I picked Kid Carson, you feel me? Tough Love, you know what I'm saying? It was a random pick that I picked. I don't know, you know, exactly what it is. I'm finna listen to it just like y'all are. So, you know what I'm saying? We finna see what it is. Nation Blow Radio. And like I said, this Kid Carson with Tough Love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got there at me. And do you remember where he's from?
I don't know exactly.
Oh, damn. All right, we're about to get into this track right now. Next to Blow Radio.
Oops. Tough love, little nigga. Keep your head up. Finger. The same nigga known as the pain bringer, flame slinger. I deliver the flame like Liu Kang. I'm fly like two planes. I can't hold this shit back. It came like a hiccup. This hot shit I spit, don't let your brain lit up. The last nigga battle, we was trussed up and bit dust. I don't mind it, this is how I respond and they bitch up. Young nigga, but in this game, I'm a heavyweight. Step into the booth and turn you niggas to a featherweight. I let them hate, let's get it straight. I don't spit, I defecate. The fans never cut me off, they know I'm gonna regenerate. Niggas try to spit, it ain't even got the proper game. How you tryna burn me when I'm the one who got the flame? Blessed with this, I must admit the way I spit is kinda strange. First rhyme I flow, 8th grade, I was dropping flame. No recorded tracks, but a notebook full of raps. I tossed that shit out and came with a fresh batch. Ballin' like Kimba, wet with a step back. Milton and MVP, nigga, I rep that. So listen when I speak these words. Catch me in the sky having combos with the birds. I spit fire, so another track has just been burned. I told you niggas I'm a beast, now it's time you motherfuckers learned. Honestly, I can see what they be mad at. I ain't even signed to doing numbers like a hashtag. Come on, fess it up, you don't wanna mess with us. Reppin' MVP, I'm guarantee I'm on that legend stuff. I said enough, you niggas better step it up. We'll go line for line against any crew that step for us. Think about it, you're committing suicide. Your crew against mine is what I call crewicide. I'm speaking with my team, I was taught to be true to mine. Putting the cape on my pencil, I got super duper rhymes. I ain't the best yet, but all I ever do is try. I've been cool with this rhyme ever since 2009. Niggas rapping like as if they was about a dime. They ain't even worth a dime, so how they gonna be worth your time? I spit it fresh for the meal, I'ma rip it hard. Where I'm from, we was drinking out of jelly jars. Really had a car that had holes in the wall. I'm never going back to that, the reason why I spit these bars. Trying to be legendary, tired of being secondary. Stay up on my shit, grinding always been necessary. If you from my city, going hard, I respect you. If not, you only fly because I let you. Don't think I forget you, I'ma come and get you. Castrate step one, delivery step two. On my 90s, niggas better stay up. Get out here and get on it, it's our time that y'all wake up. Only a few I trust, cause some of y'all just ain't just. Almost the time I can look back at where I came from. It's been a long road, still a long way to go. Cost you gotta pay the toll, they throwin' sinks, I throw a stove. Supernova flow, gotta walk that road I chose. Walk that walk, that's in my bones, to the Lord take me home. And when I'm on, I'll be the same old me. City and the team, depending on me. Tough love, nigga, the game don't sleep.
All right. I like the beat of that track.
Everybody says that. When a channel said the bees will be in nice.
But I think that's the only thing I like of that track. Them lyrics gonna need to get a little bit of work done.
Oh boy.
All right, yeah, we're gonna get into the again, that was Kid Carson. I think he's out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Shout out to him. We're gonna get into the callers and see what these callers gotta say. Let's go ahead and see what Octane gotta say. Octane, what you think? Next to blow or hell no?
I'm gonna say hell no. You know, because you know the beat. The beat's dope, and then it don't even sound like a song. It just sound like a long ass verse. Like just a long ass verse. That's all it sound like. It just sound like it could have been like a freestyle for a mixtape or something. Yeah, like you know, like it just sounded like a long ass verse.
There was no breaks, no pauses in between, nothing to make me know that he was going to the next thing. Like it was like a run on. It was a run on sentence.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Tandem and
Octane said that vocal should have been a little bit stronger.
That's what I'm saying. I can barely hear the thing, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, the beat was, like, hard as fuck. I could have killed it.
Oh.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and see what Maturi got to say. Maturi, what you think?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Y'all right. The beat was nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely, the beat was good, but that nigga, hell nah. That was something. Yeah, that was that boat. I mean,
hey,
yeah.
That beat was dreamy as fuck, huh, bro?
Yeah, it was. The beat was real. I was sitting there rapping in my head like that. Okay.
I know,
you
right?
Know
I'm the only one doing that shit. See, that's all we That's my bro right here.
For real, man. But nah, hell nah. All right. Hell nah.
Okay, let's go ahead and see what the 612-875. Area code, what you got to say? Next to blow or hell no? Area code 612-875. Hello?
Hello.
All right, then. Stupid. All right, let's go ahead into the 510-302 area code. 510, you live. Who is this? Where you calling from? You think that song is next to blow or hell no?
What it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's, Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast, Bay Area, stand up, a.k.a. Mr. Bing Me Bitches. Now, I mean, hey, look, that song was dangerous. I'm on the freeway. I damn near fell asleep and crashed my car.
Oh, wow.
Man.
Hey, I'm going to have to say hell no to that one.
I thought y'all
was gonna cut it off within like the first minute. Y'all made me suffer through the whole goddamn song. It's like torture and shit. I felt like I was at Quantico.
Hello, tell us the Dope Ass Music. Dope, you rocking with us?
Yeah, you know I'm on here, man.
Tell us you thanks for the promo too. You so awesome.
Hey, you know what I mean? That's your early, you know, saying Christmas present.
Yo, Dope, I'm gonna need you to check your Facebook real quick.
How am I check my Facebook? I told you I'm on the freeway. That's your to get me killed.
Take your ass home, hurry up, boy, to check your freaking Facebook.
Can't do that. You know,
very cold.
I'm your
rap,
you know what I mean?
What? 314. Oh, shit, my bad. My bad, Dope. Go ahead.
I said, y'all know I'm rocking with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get to the next caller. And don't be playing like that no more. Don't be putting no shit on like that no more.
Okay. Well, damn. Everybody gets a fair chance right here on Next to Blow or Hell No. Let's see what the 314-792 area code. Caller, you live. Who is this? Do you think that song is Next to Blow or Hell No?
What up? You should already know. This your boy Calico Black. And shout out to Next to Blow, Mr. Googleable. What's up, my niggas? Team like a game all day.
Like
anyway, about that song is
That is so, oh my God.
Yes.
Hey, that song had me weak, man. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to listen to my man lyrics, man. Dude, talking about, you know, he heavy hitter. You know, a lot of cats, big heavy hitters out here, man. I be just trying to get cats a chance with their lyrical content. And everybody be trying to talk the same shit, but it's like, unbelievable because everybody ain't that nigga. So I'm going to say, hell no, my man need to go back to the drawing board, but I like that old, that's like a karate movie.
All right, Kelly, thank you for calling in. Definitely appreciate that. Hold on the line. Okay, we got some more.
It do sound like something out of Martial Arts game. All right.
Okay, let's go ahead and see what Crush the Catalyst got to say about that song. Crush, what you think?
I want to know who the producer is. Because
the producer is hot.
The producer go in, but I want to know who the producer is. But him, hell,
to the put sweat in my pick, man.
Just hell to the no. Hell to the no. I can't get the producer is next to blow. Definitely. The producer is next to blow.
All right. Thank you, Crush. Again, that was Kid Carson, the Tough Love out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Shout out to him. Let's go ahead and get into the next track, y'all. We're going to go let MID introduce this next track.
Yeah, this next track coming from my state DE, O Flames, Bada Ding.
Bada Ding.
Bada ding, bada day. Bada ding, bada day. Oh,
Yo, definitely feeling that one.
All right, well, we're going to get straight to the judges. Let's go ahead and see what Reese got to say. Call it on 404. Reese, what you think?
I think I like that shit. I think it's next to blow. That shit real catchy. It's a nice little club banger.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to go to the club and bob your head to some crazy shit or whatever and get fucked up. Like, that shit sounds good. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, all right. Thank you, Reese. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and see what Calico got to say. Calico, what's up? Next up, lower hell,
man. That's probably for somebody else, you know, that fuck with, like, the terror squad and shit like that. But, nah, that shit ain't popping in the loop, man. Where isn't it? It's like a little baby Swiss Beats slash Nora Ray. I ain't fucking with that one, cuz. I'm sorry.
We need you to say that's a hell no.
Say what, sir?
All right.
We need him to say that's a hell no. No, we ain't fucking with this.
Oh, hell no.
Ta-da.
Let's go to see what the 757 area code 355. Caller, who is this?
355? Who is 355?
Yes, sir.
That ain't me, baby.
757, who is this?
It's Rico Jones, Charlotte.
Rico Jones, Charlotte?
Yeah, Rico Jones, Charlotte.
Where you from, bro?
From San Francisco. I'm a producer and I'm an artist. And a beat maker and a computer tech. I'm the whole shebang. I'm what you call the black guru out this motherfucker.
Oh, he said guru. Okay, I see
it. The black guru. I got a team of productions, niggas on my squad. I got Brody Miles Hives, H2O Beats, Demo Beats, Jimmy Flatboy, The Hustle Boy. It's a lot of us, man. Yeah, man. We're just on the underground hood, nigga, boss.
Oh, boss? Oh, that's what's
yeah.
up, boss.
Yeah, I'm boss.
Check this out, boss. Where they can find you at on Twitter and Facebook?
You just got to Google the name, man. Go to your Google search, type in R-E-K-O. Baseball, G-O-N-E-S. You can run that Shock City. Them people right quick. You can look there. You can find that on the line.
That's what's up.
Get them people that Shock City, man. They need that. I just dropped another drink called them bad on it, too.
What's their name was?
Rico Jones.
Rico Jones.
R-E-K-O-J-O-N-E-S.
R-E-K-O-J-O-N-E-S.
Okay. Yeah, not the lame nigga. R-I-C-O. Too many of them. They imposters. They're not the real deal.
That's what it is.
I'm 10 times in. Right. 10 times in and out of the beam. I ain't even supposed to be a ton of y'all.
All right. Well, do you think the song is next to blow or hell no?
I don't know. I really wasn't paying it too much attention. I was smoking some loud. To be honest.
All right. We'll just stay on the line and catch the next song, okay? Thank you.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go ahead and see what the 678-467. Here it goes. 678-467, you live. Who is this? Do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
It's your boy, Mr. P.I. Double A to the Z for the CPGA. Yeah, this your boy, Mr. Pills from the ATL. And like you said, you know what I'm saying? He did his thing, but me personally, I'm going to have to say hell no, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, to each his own. You feel what I'm talking about? You know, what's happening next to blow dope-ass music? Goddamn Rico Jones, what's up, y'all? Everybody, Cat, Corsi Cat, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Pill, salute already.
Hey, Pill.
What's good?
Nothing.
Yeah, just holding down, working hard. Like everybody else, y'all getting in, y'all know. Y'all next to blow, y'all know how y'all do it 7 days a week. So I'm talking about already.
Thanks, Phil.
All the time, not some of the time. For sure.
All right, just stay locked in. Appreciate it, Mr. Pills. Shout out to Mr. Pills in Atlanta. Let's go ahead and get into 803. Area code 522, you live. Do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Yeah, it was good, man. Yeah, I didn't know who it is. Your boy, J-Bell the Kid. Anyways, hell nah, man. I'm cool on that one. Hell no. You know what I'm saying? Hell no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it ain't done. It's not. It's not what it is, man. Of course.
All right, thank you. Yo, we're going to get to the next call. Thank you, J-Bell. Just closing the line, okay?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get into the 323-929. Caller, you're live. Where are you calling from? Who is this, and you think the song is next to blow or hell no?
This Hot Mess from Kelly, and I'm going to say hell no.
Hot Mess from Kelly. Shout out to Hot Mess, yo. How you doing?
I'm good. I want to give a shout out to Dope Ass Music, Mr. Pills, everybody, Nino's, Angel. I just want to show you some love from Cali.
Okay, okay. You rocking with us tonight? You going to keep on judging on these songs?
Yeah, I'm rocking.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Hot Mess. Appreciate it. All right,
the next song
we're going to get into, shut up, that song right there was Old Flame out of Delaware, Bada Bing, Bada Ding. Sorry, y'all. the next track we're going to get into is by Casual. He's, I believe he's from Texas. The song is called Let Me Get It. This is next to blow or hell no. Let me know.
Tom Davids with another smash.
Smash.
Yeah.
All right. That was casual. Let me get it. Now we're going to take it straight to the judges, straight to the callers, straight to the callers. Let's go ahead and see what dope ass music got to say about that one.
You know, if I was a 16-year-old little girl, I would slap that all day. But seeing I'm a grown-ass man, and I doubt if I'll play that when I'm trying to get my wet wet, I'm going to say, have to tell you, hell no.
All right. Appreciate it, though.
And shout out to Hot Mess, my man Calico, and Mr. P-I-double-L to the Z-Z-Z-Z-Z.
Z's, extra Z's, yeah, on that shit.
That's a sleeping pill.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, let's go ahead and see what the 510-830 caller, who is this, where you're calling from, and do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Oh, yeah, that's not.
Yang, yang, yang.
Uh-oh. Who is this? Let everybody know who it is.
Yeah, you know who this is. Yang, yang, yang.
What are you doing?
My nail.
My name?
What's good, y'all?
What's up,
right now? Not much.
Yo, I know. Me and McCarthy miss you. Yo, like, what the hell? You been MIA.
I'm trying to get some shit done right now. So, my bad. I'm sorry, Magashi and everything. He's going to look out. Going to look for me and everything. And please, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
Keep that track, though. That's
like
nice. And the Bada Bing, Bada Bing track was the hottest one you played tonight by far. So, yeah, but keep that track right there, though. That's pretty hot, though.
Okay. Thank you, Lionel. Don't go nowhere, okay?
No problem.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into the 205 area code, 205-393. You live. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
What a doom, Miss Queen T. This is what Grand River represent Alabama, what it is. Boom.
What up?
I can't call it. Shit, I give him a pass on it. He did pretty good. I give him that. The song, it'll ride. I'll ride with it.
So
I'm pretty straight with it. I'll ride with it. I probably wouldn't beat that to it. I wouldn't beat man to it, but I'll ride with it. I'll listen to it once or twice.
So next to blow, right?
Yeah, I give him a next blow.
Okay. Shout out to your Twitter name real quick.
Is that Real Grand Ripper? Just hit me up on that Twitter. Follow me. I follow back. And you've been showing my love, too. So I'm just showing you some love back.
I appreciate it. That's, don't let it be your last time calling in, okay? We live 7 days a week. We got different hosts every day.
Hey, I got you. I'm going to hold it down for you.
All right, shout out to Alabama in the building. Let's go ahead and get into another caller out of the 612-875. You're live. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And you think that song is next to blow or hell no? Hello?
Come on, 612-875. You doing Minnesota bad. You just called in twice doing that.
All right, well. You heard somebody? Okay, let's go ahead and bring them back live. Your phone fucking up. 612-875. Hello? Oh, Lord. Sorry. I tried to do it again, but I can't deal with that. 763-221, you live. Who is this? Where are you calling from? Do you think that song is next to blow or hell no? Hello?
Hey, what up?
What up? Who's this? Where you calling from?
Hey, what up? This phone line, I was out here checking you out and everything, you know what I'm saying? Fucking with the Facebook. I was doing some other things right quick, but you know, I just called in, you know, show some love and support, though. I'm gonna be connecting with y'all, though.
What'd you say your name was?
My name is Frontline, Northside. We up north, Minnesota.
Okay, that's what's up. Did you get to hear the song?
Actually, I heard it, but I really wasn't paying attention, though. You know what I'm saying? I was just, you know, checking you out. I've been connecting with you through the FB. So, you know, I was just, you know, fucking around, calling in. I'm checking y'all out, though.
Okay. Well,
yo,
I appreciate that.
Thank you. All right, much love, though.
Thank you. Don't hang up, okay?
Yeah, for sure. All
right. Shout out to all the other callers. Make sure you guys press the 1 if you guys want to judge on these songs. Make sure you guys press 1. Let's go ahead and get into the 757-355. Hello? 757, you live?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I think
What's up? Who's this?
It's Rico Jones again.
Oh, okay, sorry. You think it's next to blow or hell no?
Man, I think he's a great songwriter, and I think his potential is very great. And the people that he's working with, as far as the production of the overall project, you know, it's something. You know what I mean? So yes, he's going to probably 9 times out of 10 blow, regardless of what kind of music he makes.
Okay, okay. Thank you for that. Definitely appreciate it. Thank you for paying attention this time around.
Yeah, you know, you're trying to be funny now, but it's no problem.
No, I'm just playing. That was just playing. All right, thank you, Rico. Definitely appreciate it. Y'all, let's take one more caller out of the 769 area code, 769-243. You live. Who is this and where you calling from? And do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
That's that Mississippi area code, 769.
Okay.
Caller got scared.
So.
What you mean, what do I know about that? I got on an area, different area code, boo-boo. I got something a little everywhere.
That's what's up, my hey. That's what's up. You got something
in the master.
Okay, let's go ahead and get into another caller out of the 404-274. Caller, do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
I'm going to say next to blow only because it sounds like everything that's popping right now, but not because I particularly like it. Like, it's not something I would listen to unless it came on the radio and I didn't want to change the station because wasn't shit else on.
That was some real
It was nice, you know what I'm saying? But it sounds like everything else that's out right now. Like, I want to hear something different.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Make sense. All right. Thank you for your feedback on that.
It
you
did sound
to pull up some
Neo type shit.
Huh?
I said it did sound like some old Neo type shit or something, like something we ain't heard before.
Like Trey Songz or some shit. I don't know.
You know, one of them little niggas.
Well, what do you think? I'm thinking more like Omarion.
Yeah.
I mean, is it a bad thing, though? I mean, is it a bad thing, though?
I'm not saying it's bad because that shit sells. It's marketable. So that's why I say next to blow.
That's why I said it sounds like this, because it sounds like it should be, like, right there with that
commercial.
Okay, okay. All right, well, let's go ahead and see what this next song got. Let's see what the callers think about this next song. We're going to get into Who Chose Chocetta?
Chocolate?
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Chaka. Go ahead and introduce the song.
All right, so I'll give it up for this young man right here, Mr. Chocetta. We got him from Memphis, West Memphis, Bowie, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's a graduate of my school. Shout out to Brown College. And the song is For My City.
Yeah, I do it. Yeah, I do it for my city. You know what this is, man. Chocetta, man. You already know what it is. Take some of myself and this motherfucker, man. We're going all the way strong. Man. Yeah. Look, this is home shit. Think about it, you die. The haters talk shit. You ask them about it, they lie. So I go hard and I do this for my city. No matter where I go, they get to my wet bed. That's Arkansas, what we race to say fly. Model good, better, best, limit is the sky. Why stay high, cause the haters irritate. I'm really tired of these suckers out here with the fake. Say you a pimp, and what life? You washed up, broke as hell, and you live in price. And you get about, just call me you the coward. I'ma make your face like it ain't some sour. Put a steering wheel on his back and watch me drive. Whoa, I said I got him grow. Now take care of your business before
you yeah, step yeah, for my city. Yeah, I do it for the city. Yeah, I do it for my city. And you already know it's where we made business. Yeah, I do it for my city. Yeah, I do it for my city. Yeah, I do it for my city. Straight to fall with me. Yeah, I'm fucked with me.
Right to the callers. Let's go see what Arcane got to say. Next to blow or hell no?
Man, I think that the verses needed just a little bit more work for me to be like really vibing with this track. And that hook was catchy as hell, but then like the effects made it hard for me to concentrate. So I'm gonna have to say hell no.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Octane. Let's go ahead and see what Crush got to say. Crush, next to blow or hell no?
I'm going to say hell no. Kind of got bored with it.
See?
Right,
see? You think you're making me quit. You're making quit.
I'm just being honest. Like, I can't be honest.
Let's go and see what Maturi got to say. Maturi, what you think? Next to blow or hell no?
Hell no, hell no, hell no.
Okay. Your vote only counts once.
Why you say it like that? My bad. I mean, nah, I was saying it to the beat of the song. But, I mean, nah, he tried, but, you know, it wasn't really that, man. Just a little bit more on his writing. And he, you know, maybe better. But nah, hell no.
Okay. All right, thank you, Maturi. Let's go ahead and see what Mr. Pills got to say. Mr. Pills, next to blow or hell no?
Hell no, you know what I'm saying? I really didn't, you know, I didn't care for it, you know. Just need a little more work, like you said, you know. That nigga said something about I fuck everything from the suburbs to something. That's some crazy shit. But anyway, hell no.
Okay, okay. Hell thank no. you, Mr. Pills.
All right.
Okay, let's go ahead and see what the 314-445 caller, who is this, where are you calling from? Do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
What up, this your boy Calico Black calling from a different number because the other line went dead. You dig? I'm gonna say that song Nest the Blow. For one, I like that track, and my man kept the flow steady going. So I'm gonna go ahead and give him his man Next to Blow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Calico. Definitely appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling back in, too. True support right there. All right. That again, who was that? Let everybody know who that was again.
That was Cho Cheddar. That was Cho Cheddar. Yeah, that was Cho Cheddar from the city. He's from Minneapolis by way of West Memphis. So he's a round the way guy.
Hey, y'all know something funny? Y'all know something funny?
What?
I'm eating cheddar cheeses.
Cheddar cheeses. Big you a mess.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, y'all gonna have to bury me. What the hell? I can't find this song.
Oh no, hell no.
I know, right? Yo, I uploaded it, right? Yo, the switch. No, I'm telling you, after Blog Talk had upgraded, like, this whole fucking shit is just different. I don't know. It won't search it. So while I search for the last song by Tantrum, y'all hold your ass. And,
don't do no shit like that. That's gay. Don't tell him about no shit like that. Tell him hold his head or something.
Hey. Okay, well, hold your head. Hold your horses. I don't know. Hold something, man.
Hold yourself.
Hold the phone and don't hang up. There you go.
Stay down, time. Just grab yourself. Mike asking, who bad yourself?
Hey, y'all, these cheddar jack cheese is good to the bitch. I'm hot in the mug.
I just ate some flaming hot popcorns. My son over here like, Mom, them bags cost $2. I said, how you know that? Because he said, say $2 on the front. Yeah, my son is in kindergarten. And I said, that's what's up. At least my nigga knows some money and know how to read.
Ta-da. Oh, my fast, nigga. We spent $2 on a bag of chips, nigga. Nigga, we spent $2 on a pop, nigga. What's up, nigga?
There's a big bag of chips, too.
Yeah, nigga, Big Pop, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? The three little nigga. Yeah.
Hey,
yo,
yes,
okay, so let everybody know. I know we got more hot topics. Let everybody know.
We do. I'm ready to get into my topic. Let's go. I'm ready to get into my topic. So, start with the fellas because we got a lot of fellas that's on the line. So, I'm going to address the fellas first. Fellas, do y'all realize that when you have sex with a female, whether it be a chick that around for a couple weeks, couple months, or even somebody in a long-term relationship, do y'all know that you're really actually paying for the sex in the end? And how do you feel about that?
He's a motherfucking pimp. I don't do all the extra shit. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't spend money.
So, bitch, let me ask you a question. You ever took a girl out on a date, bought her dinner?
You know what I'm saying? Take me on dates.
I don't do all that. So, Big, honey, you're an escort. You in a way, you're an escort. Kind of like
I'm a motherfucking pimp, girl. I be giving no motherfucking escort. I'm a pimp. What you mean?
Okay, so if you a pimp, who you giving your money to?
My damn self, my pocket. Put in my pocket, pimp. Thank you.
Wow.
I don't even put my money in a bank. A bank can't even have my money. I'm a pimp.
Oh, Big, I'm through with this. See, this is why my hot topics are not meant for Jay Big, because Jay Big thinks that he's a pimp and can never answer these questions properly.
You're gonna make me get some motherfuckers to call in and verify I'm a pimp now. You need to quit trying to play me like I'm micro mini pimping, because I'm really pimping, pimping. You feel me? I'm really pimping.
MID, can I get your feedback on this topic? Do you think that...
Same thing here, pimp too. Shit, what you mean?
Can I get MID to speak for himself?
MID, tell me a lady ho.
MID, what you think?
Yo, MID, you there?
Yo, what's happening, baby?
So, MID, what's your take on the topic?
Huh?
What's your take on the topic?
MID, tell him fuck these hoes. You're a motherfucker. You tell him you Casanova.
This is MID, man.
MID, are you asleep or getting dead? I mean, what's going on?
I'm good, I'm back.
Oh my god, MID. You cut off. Yo, Nadia, check the inbox in the chat room, yo.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, do we got a caller or something we can click in, get an input or somebody in the room?
Yeah, of course. We got all types of callers. Let's go ahead and see what the 763-670.
What's up, caller? You live on Next to Blow or Hell No? Topic is, do you realize that you are paying for sex? And how you feel about that?
Okay. Ain't going to say nothing. All right. Let's go. Wait. Go ahead. Try again. I don't know what the fuck is going on with Block Talk. I swear to God, I hate this shit, yo. Let's go ahead and see what Hot Mess got to say about that.
Yo, Hot Mess, what's up?
All right, I'm not sure what's going on with the switchboard. Y'all, I don't know. Yo, Crush, if you can log on to the switchboard and help us out, I don't know what's going on. It's not letting me click nobody in or whatever the fuck. I don't know what the hell is going on. But,
So, Brandon, what do you think about the topic? Like, how do you feel about what Ms. Charnay was talking about? Like, how do you feel about the topic?
Repeat the question again, because I'm a little lost with it. Like,
okay, so, Red, for you, baby, let me break it down for you. Do you realize that you are, in so many more ways than one, paying for sex when you are in whatever type of, you know what I'm saying, relationship, two-week shift, day shift, overnight shift, one-night stand shit.
Tell her, fuck these hoes with some motherfucking pills.
Hey, shut up. Shut up, Billy. Let her ask the question
there. Look, okay, so basically what y'all trying to tell me is that everybody in the United States of America is a motherfucking pimp. Everybody's going to try to own up to the fact that
we're
going
to get
this bitch.
And all the millions of callers that's listening could tell you that Red ain't paying for no motherfucking sex, period, point.
You motherfucking pimp.
I'm saying no matter how you put it or ask this question, nope. I'm not paying for no sex all at the end of the day. I ain't tricking if I got it. God damn it. I'm motherfucking. Nigga, fuck these motherfuckers. We having fun doing something, but I ain't paying for no motherfucking sex. Hey, the sex.
For me, the question is kind of like, I understand what Charlamagne and Chocolate is saying. I mean, if you sit here, you, like, think about it, kind of makes sense a little bit.
But, I mean, I don't know. I never realized it like that. I mean, I guess, you know, if even though I'm not in a relationship with somebody and they take out the dinner, I guess they are paying. I don't know. But at the end of the night, we're not having sex, though. So that's the confusion right there. I don't know.
Right. Not all the time you're having sex. I guess here's where I got it from. Y'all know me. Everything is a personal experience for me, so y'all got to know that. So for me, it's like, okay, I got shorties on my heels. Plenty of them. But the way I feel, nigga, ain't shit free around this bitch. So you want me to take off a shoe, open a leg? You want me to get wet? You can do any of that? Shit, cash out. Listen, I need a new pair of heels. I got some bills that need to be paid.
That's a gold digger.
Wake and bake, for God's sake, I made it back to this place. I was half baked,
mind altering. Like clothes, I was a tailor. Under the influence, gambling life like a wager. Hiding behind glasses, cutting lines with a razor. Drug free, not me. I was on board like a skater. Young sixth grader, going through highs and them lows. The lower I got, the more I took a dose. I've been standing on the edge, and Lord knows I came close to not killing myself, nah, just losing hope. I know that it's not me. Had some soul searching and all the hurting. I see where my life has got me. Monstrosity, honestly, going back to possibility. But quitting this drug is my responsibility. Young niggas just stressing. Okay. Somebody offered them trees, I accepted it like a present. Had my first drink before I was adolescent. Rejected all of the messages before I learned my lesson. Breaking all of them rules, making my transgressions. Thinking I'm gonna lose, devil had me possessed then. I couldn't cope, graduate to that dope. I'm talking meth, pills, sherm, graduate to that coke. Moved to that D-boy, murder vow street boy. Became addicted to them same drugs that I deployed. I prayed to my God and looked to the sky. He said life was a battle, so make up your mind. I know I'm a product of my environment. I wanna live in my city, I don't wanna be confined in it. I got the heart of a martyr, a prominent author, with the art to bring positive karma, karma.
Dewey.
What are you doing here?
It's called cocaine, and you don't want no part of this shit.
Cocaine? What's it do?
It turns all your bad feelings into good feelings. It's a nightmare.
I'm thinking maybe I'd like to try me some of that cocaine.
Okay, but just this once. Come on in.
I thought I was at a movie theater for like 2 seconds.
Did you feel high and shit?
Man, I'm high.
With your cheeses.
Man, my cheeses, I done set the cheeses down. I couldn't even eat them.
Why?
It was tripping me out. I didn't know what to think.
Wow.
Okay, okay. Well, we're going to get to the callers. I'm the band with the switchboard's lighting up. Miss Chocolate, we got you back on the line. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you, bro.
You're welcome. All right, let's go ahead and get into the 302-357 calling you live. Who is this? Where are you calling from? And do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
This is Dizzy Marino. That song was all right. That's cool. That's next to blow. That's good money. I like that song.
All right, what'd you say your name was?
Dizzy Marino.
Marino. Oh, M.I.D.
Huh? You.
M.I.D., you awake? I guess not.
I was tweaking over there. What is y'all doing?
All right, let's go ahead and get into another caller out of the 402 area code 707.
Yeah, man, I thought that joint was cool. I fuck with that joint right there. He did his little thing on there. Better than that Choke Shadow, whatever the fuck that nigga name was. He was ass.
Sorry, what'd
you say your name was?
Oh, I'm Felipe, baby. You know me, man.
Felipe. What it do?
Yeah, but shit, man. Just cooling, man. Tuning in, man. Fucking with y'all, man.
All right, definitely. Where you calling from?
Oh, right now, and I'm out in D.C. right now chilling with my folks. But, you know, I'm from Nebraska.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Definitely appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, baby.
Shout out to Felipe. So some of these phones echoing, and I know it's not my phone this time. All right, let's go ahead and see who the 706-894 area code caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from? Do you think that song is next to Blow or Hell No?
Hey, what's going on? It's Cash.
Oh, you can't judge on this song, Casual. Yo, I can't. Who the hell's phone is echoing?
Nah, man.
Not mine.
What's my mind? All right, Casual, hold on the line, okay? Your phone dropped. It might have been his phone. Let's go ahead and see what Maturity got to say. Maturity next to Blow or Hell No?
Okay, first off, I just wanted to say on the topic that y'all was talking about, lead them hoes, Lucky. Lead them hoes.
Wow.
So look, right, as far as the song, it's not next to Blue, but it's not a Hell No. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my fault. Yeah, I think it's not next to Blow, but it's not a Hell No. You know what I'm saying? Because the beat was all right, and, you know, he was doing his thing.
I'm starting the story, but this is not a next to Blow. This is not a, I'm not sure if it's a Hell No. This is next to Blow or Hell No, sweetie. You have to choose.
Come on. Damn, I have peer pressure. You know what I'm saying? Hell No, then.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
You know how productive and shit. You ain't getting paid.
Let's go ahead and get into y'all fucking crazy. Let's go ahead and get into 404 Reese on the line. Reese next to Blow or Hell No?
I don't really know. Like, my phone was breaking up, so I don't want to judge, and I don't really know.
Okay, thank you.
Kind of cool for what I heard. It sounded kind of cool. But can I comment on the topic too?
Go ahead.
Like, I really want to know, like, what kind of chick y'all be fucking with. Because if you fucking with a woman that's on top of her shit, got her own money, do her own thing or whatever, how is it a problem paying for her a motherfucking meal?
Motherfucking pimp ain't got time for
and
shit.
And how does that make, you ain't no damn pimp. Pimps get broke too.
A motherfucking pimp ain't got time for shit.
Well, I specialize in breaking pimps. I ain't got time for that shit.
Well, that's what's up. But I'm a motherfucking pimp.
I'm the one who think he's going to kick it with me and chill with me and not going to do not a damn thing for me.
Hold on,
fuck no. I'm independent to get my own money, but trust and believe, if I got a man,
he's
gonna handle his shit.
Well, I just wanna go on record and say, I just be picking, y'all. I'm married. I got a woman, a whole woman. I take care of my woman, because if I don't, another man will. You feel me?
Like, you'll know what it means to take care of a woman, because you know that the moment you act up, your wife checking that ass
ASAP. So don't do it. It ain't like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But
Thank you for keeping it real because real women do deserve to be taken care of by real men. That's how I feel. Exactly. I mean, I'm down for that. Yeah, I'm just goofy. I just got to be the controversy here, okay? So don't call me going out on me because I'm going to play with y'all and make y'all even madder. So don't do it. Don't do it. Okay.
All that shit cool,
okay.
But what's niggas? What's good with taking care of the niggas?
It should go vice versa.
What you mean cooking and cleaning and taking care of the household and massaging your man's shoulders because he had a long day? What you mean by taking care of a man? Because how did it make you a man to be taking money from a woman? How did it make you a man?
I'm talking about 50-50. Why?
They just always want to wear the pants and say they're the king of the castle, but they don't never want to do what's required to be the king. Say that.
I can cook, clean, and do all that. I don't need a woman to do all that. I can do all that shit.
Okay, well, you don't need a woman for nut either. 50-50 right there, man. It might be that's not 50-50. So there's nothing wrong. See, what the question was geared towards, you know what I'm saying, not those long-term relationships that was going into that marriage. Because really, you know what I'm saying, we know those we're paying for. That's something that we invest in. We're making our long-term commitment. But for those who are in those sometimes iffy-ass relationships, you know what I'm saying? Really, all you're doing is trying to boost or stroke the ego so that you can make it, you know what I'm saying, make it better for yourself in the long run. You know what I'm saying? The nigga's going to say what he got to say to get the money he want to get. The bitch going to say what she want to say to get the money she want to get.
I don't play them type games.
I'm just saying, that is my game or whatever, but I don't hit on chicks who game that is. Because I'm saying, nigga, you spend all kind of money on some shoes because you want them. So what's the problem in spending money on some pussy because you want it?
Right.
That's too much.
That's too much. All right,
y'all, we gotta get back to the next to blow or hell no. Gotta get back to the next to blow or hell no. Gotta get finished getting up these votes. So, thank you, Reza. Stay on the line, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and see what Octane gotta say. Octane, next to blow or hell no.
The song, That last thing, the last part was really got me. I mean, I wasn't really feeling the song, so I don't say hell no.
Okay.
The end was tight, though. It was like, whoa, shit.
Okay, you can say that. All right, let's go ahead and see what the 763-670, you live, who is this, where are you calling from? And do you think that song is next to blow or hell no?
Man, no.
No, who's this?
It's Cho Cheddar. Shout out to the boys, too, man. Shout out to the boys.
You can't vote on the song, though. You was one of the best there, though.
My bad. I was just listening in, though. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the judges, though, man. You know, I'm just checking in. I ain't know I can't vote, though.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Hold on the line, okay?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, let's go ahead and see what the 510-830 caller is. You think that sounds next to blow or hell no?
Yo.
Hello? Manel, did you get to catch the song?
Yo, do you hear me?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're good.
What's up? Do you think the song is next to blow or hell no? Did you get to catch it?
Yeah, I caught it. I say, nah, man. And on that subject y'all was talking about, regardless, you're going to pay home breath, you pay for the weed, you pay for the magnums, or little dick condoms, whatever you got, or whatever. But you pay everything. But anyway, in my case, a day is mandatory, okay? That's how you get to know each other. That's mandatory. Straight up. Like pizza, shit. I don't care. Shit. You want to go out? Let's go, man. Shit. Movie, what you want to see? Fuck it. Let's go. Something. Let's do something.
Aww.
As long as we're doing something together.
That's
all
I like
a
man that don't mind getting to know a female and spending some money to do so. Like, it ain't got to be all about let me have you come over to my crib and play this little punk-ass game of the 15 to 20 minutes
with each
other watching
the movie,
and then I
want
to
pick
my move. Nigga, let's go out and do something.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. It really ain't. It's no crime. It's people. I don't know. Niggas find that as tricky and everything, man. But that just shows what kind of
it's
family are people he was
my
raised around.
Chivalry's not dead. Real men
no,
know what chivalry is.
All of this is nowadays, you know, men are starting to be more careful because there are a lot of women that's out here playing the field like niggas now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's it.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
niggas doing that because niggas like I just know doing same shit. They look for new shit, as usual. Yeah. Everyone looking for something new, and that's how it always been, always will be.
Exactly. If you're doing that same shit, they're going to look for something new, like me, that's going to take your ass out and have a good-ass time.
Right. And then come talk to me, and I'm going to fuck the hell out of 50 million ways.
Wow. She's going to delete your number, bruh.
Wow.
She's going to delete your number, bruh. You ain't going to hear from her no more, bruh, messing with me.
Oh, I'll take that. No, you could never take a woman.
All right, bye now.
Thank you for following in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I'm tuning in and everything. Me and Roxanne over here listening.
Miss Queen.
All right, let's give her a shout out and everything. Shout out that girl Roxanne.
And then everything. Hey, Roxanne.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's go ahead and take one more caller from the 510-3395.
Hello, hello. This is that girl Roxanne. Shout out to
hey,
the ladies. Hello. Hey,
Roxanne.
How you doing? Hi, ladies. You know I got mad love for y'all and the fellas.
What about men? What about
Roxanne?
What's up, y'all? I want to give my perspective on the subject as far as guys dating girls and, you know, spending money and all that type of stuff. Okay. If you're a guy and you're just looking for to fuck a girl, if she asks you for some money, then that's on you. You just want to fuck her, so, yeah, she just wants some money. Okay. Yeah, if you like her and you want to fall in love with her, make her your future girlfriend, wife, whatever, then she's not going to ask you for anything. She's going to love you and take care of you. But if you out for one thing, of course, she's going to be out for one thing. And that's usually money.
Yep. Females are busting off this stuff these days.
So they really ain't going for the dick. They want the money.
Hey, Roxanne, what if I want
money make me come, put a $100 bill next to the pussy and see how what she get before it did. Basically,
yeah.
I'm sending me in a little bit of
cash. Nasty. You can't spend that dollar, that $100 nowhere. It's going to be all smushy.
If you out, of course, if you out just for the fuck, then date the girl that's out for the fuck. But if you dating a real woman and you trying to make her your wife or make her your girlfriend, then you need to date her without no questions asked. You need to spend how much money it's going to take to make her yours forever and ever.
She's going to give you her all. You're going to give her your all,
and it's going to work out for the both of you guys.
And 9 times out of 10, if she wants you for the long run, money ain't going to never be the subject about shit, period.
Exactly. So money shouldn't even be the issue. You're going to get it. She's going to get it. It doesn't matter whether it's love, money, sex, or whatever. But I'm just saying.
Love ain't got a price, baby.
If I want to go with a girl just to get some, then, of course, she's going to go after on one thing that she wants, which is mostly the money.
Do you guys agree, ladies? I agree. Time out. It's different between a hoe and a woman and a lady.
It's different female. So if you just looking to fuck, you gotta date a hoe. If you looking to date,
true.
You date a lady or a woman. You don't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Well, I think I will.
It ain't going to change the game. You can never turn a hoe into a housewife. If she fucking you, if she fucking the next nigga the next month, she's a hoe.
Bro.
And in that sense, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl, Roxanne. Yo, we got to announce, we got to tally up the votes and see who won this tonight's show. And then we got to get into our interview. But Roxanne, go ahead and give out your shout out to your link real quick.
I want to give a shout out to, of course, Next the Blow crew, the ladies, Magasia, Queen T, and, of course, the lovely lady. I don't know her name, but I hear her talking very strongly. So I respect that.
How you doing?
Yeah, okay. I got shout out to you, homegirl.
Shout out to Mr. Google Bowl. Shout out to, I don't know who else is in the room, but shout out to everybody. Callie is in the building, Oakland, California, the Bay Area. We're here.
Yay! Yeah, got it.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. All right, y'all, we're gonna tally up these votes or whatever. So while we do that, I'm gonna go ahead and play a song, and then when we get back from the song, we're gonna take one more caller, and then we're gonna get into this exclusive interview with Drop the Bomb, last week's winner on Next to Blow or Hell No. So y'all stay tuned. This song right here, we're gonna play. We interviewed her last week. Remy Cash, Go Hard or Go Home.
That's my
show.
You're listening to the man that gets it done. Mr. Make It Happen.
Whip it, flip it, get that dough, get it, spin it.
This one's cool.
Go hard,
oh, hard, hard.
You gotta go home.
Oh, go hard, oh, hard.
Get that dough, get it, spin it, get some more. Flip it, women, get that pole. If you ain't going hard, then you gotta go home. No lightweight, I'm sure empathy. Look like candy, but ain't shit sweet. South cat wet like a murder beast. I'm a Georgia peach, find a boot chain when I hit the VA street. Jersey bound, you try to find me. I'm across that bridge up in NYC. Lil Wanda, losing money in Queens. Whoa, whoa, St. Louis. Half full body, make it four chickenies. Travel this world for the free money. When I hit that stage, I'm a KOD.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watch that three. Do spend dough just to talk to me. When it comes to the cash and the strip OG and a money bank, take my energy. I go hard, get cash. I be shaking my ass. Be too easy. Counting and you robbed of your options. When I'm hitting them pole tricks and these chicks we get busy. And yep, so what? High dance, 100 racks on bands. Who tipping your man? You mad joint and keep some dollars for when money all over this floor. And chicks in there that's for when they bring to the cash in your dough. And I whip it like biscuits, I flip it like Christmas. I bite brown like biscuits, I make dough when I get rich. This club full of women, we go hard in a building. My money exquisite, and I go home with your rent.
Let's go,
yeah,
yeah.
Get that dough, get it, spin it, get some more. Put it, women, hit that pole. If you ain't going hard, then you gotta go home. Whip it, flip it,
make the booty pop, pop, pop.
Get it, spin it, get some more. Put it, women, hit that pole. If you ain't going hard, then you gotta go home.
Twerk.
I'm winning this game, pocket corner. Do some silly, hitting the phone up. I skip them, dip them, get.
All right, that was Remy Cash. Shout out to her. Go hard or go home. Yo, drum roll. Who going to do the drum roll?
Uh-oh, that was a 100-round drum.
Yo, winner is Casual. We got the R&B singer from Texas with the song Let Me Get It.
That's me, Georgia.
Taylor, tune in next week. We will have Casual here live on Next to Blow, a Hell No for a live interview. Showtime is from 8 to 11, technically 8 to 10, 9 to 11, however you want to put it, Central Eastern Time. We here. He'll be here. So make sure to tune in, ladies, because it's going to get real deep.
Mm-hmm. And also, shout out to all the other contestants, too, just because, you know what I'm saying, you guys didn't get it doesn't mean you guys can't still call in and request your music. And shout out to all the contestants, and you know what I'm saying, and shout out to the ones that can take constructive criticism. Shout out to y'all, definitely. So.
Yep.
But, yeah, and that being said, we got, let me see, 10 minutes left in the regular hour, you know what I'm saying, in 10 minutes we're about to go into overtime, so you guys are tuned in through your, if you guys are tuned in through the web or through your phone, through your app phone or something, make sure you guys call in because the last hour is overtime, so make sure you guys dial the 718-664-9115, again, 718-664-9115. Press that one to go live if you guys are trying to request any music, join in on these hot topics, say hi to whoever, you feel me, or ask our guest of the night, you know, a question also. So, or just talk shit. It is what it is. Press the one, 718-664-9115. I'm going to take one caller before we bring in our guest tonight, Drop the Bomb. But let's go ahead and get into the 614-774
caller. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is L.I. calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Hydro. How are you?
So, you know, I am good old fine and dandy. I hope everybody is doing good tonight, even the broke people.
Wow.
amen to the broke people.
Yes, because I am representing the broke people. You know what I'm talking about? I represent real niggas out here.
Bang, bang.
So I was actually calling for, she gave me an option of things to talk about just a little bit ago. And guess what? I'm going to talk about D, none of the above. I am calling to plug my show tomorrow night, the Next to Blow motherfucking radio, in case you didn't know, ho. That's at 718-664-9115. And I'm happy because I just learned the number by heart. I didn't even need a piece of paper for that plug.
Damn.
You see that? You see that? You're dealing with a motherfucking pro, Muhammad Ali, out here. And, you know what I'm saying? That's all I wanted to talk about. Hey, you know what? I actually just wanted to touch down on something real quick. I'm whispering because I'm in the closet. My girlfriend don't know I'm on the phone right now. So I'm just letting you guys know. Listen, if she is with you for the dough, she's a hoe. Just let it know. All right? Just let her know. And it's really not that hard. I feel like you motherfuckers make shit complicated. She opens her legs. Every time you open your wallet, she's a hoe. You see what I'm saying?
I motherfucking die.
You got
yeah,
that. Yo,
let me ask y'all a question. Does it make me a hoe that somebody's in my inbox right the fuck now talking about the left fuck, and I said, cash me out, and he asked me a price, so I gave his ass a price. Does that make me a hoe?
Well, if you only do it for one person, then that's okay. You know what I'm saying? It's these Capital One hoes I'm talking about.
I
understand. See, what we're talking about is these Capital One hoes. You know what I'm saying? Before they open their delays, they ask you what's in your wallet. You feel me?
What you do for
me? Okay, I feel that.
You should have called it up.
Yeah, I should have. But I was working on some things because I'm going back to college, so
right.
I'm gonna have to be a broke nigga all my life. You feel me?
All right.
Yeah, so I was practicing.
A smart broke nigga, huh? All right.
That's what we gonna do. But actually, you know,
yo,
what
you guys got going on tomorrow on the show?
Right now, what we're gonna do? I want y'all to call in because me and Fresh, we're actually gonna record our pisses and see who takes the longest piss. So we're aiming for the Guinness Book of World Records. It's going
to
be crazy, y'all.
That bullshit.
It's going to be crazy. Hey, listen, we having our callers call in, too. Whoever takes the longest piss, you know what I'm saying, they get a $10 gift card to Smoothie King.
Wow.
Who
does
this type of shit?
Who's judging this? And how do you know if they're really peeing? They got all the water running or some shit. Are you going to be webcamming this or something?
No, see, that's gay at that point. Whenever you, there's a fine line between just being a nigga and just being gay. That's it. I don't want you to webcam shit. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. Keep your genitals to yourself. I appreciate it.
Hey, that one, what's the name, dude? Spectacular from Pretty Ricky. He did a webcam.
And that's exactly why you had to say Pretty Ricky too, huh? Because that shit gay. That shit gay. That nigga, hey, listen, man. Come on, man. You know that nigga's name was short for Raspberry, right? You know they call that nigga Raspy. You know that nigga's real name was Raspberry.
Yo. Come on,
man. That's okay, bro. That ain't Pretty Ricky.
All right.
Oh, yeah,
yo, lyrical.
Somebody else, ain't
yo, listen, go ahead and give your last shout-outs and stuff like that, your links and stuff, et cetera, like that.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to everybody who got less than $80 in a bank account. You know what I'm saying? Those are real niggas that I represent right there. You know what I'm talking about? So I want to give a shout-out to everybody next to Blow Radio Ho, and you can catch me at Lyrical Incision and tune in tomorrow because I'm your grandma's favorite rapper, and I don't need your approval.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Long all right. Tell us some lyrics.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make sure y'all tune into his show tomorrow right here with Crush the Catalyst. We got Crush on the line with us as well, holding it down. We're going to bust again into this interview. Shout out to all the other callers that are still tuned in. From the 773, Denia, the 706, the 510, the 612, the 214s, the 870s, the 951s, and everybody else too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lionel, still out for the Calico, Maturi, Reese, Crush, Octane, Jayville. Shout out to all the other callers that are still tuned in. Again, you guys got 3 minutes left to call in. The number to call in is 718-664-9115. Press the 1 to go live. Again, 718-664-9115. We're about to get into our interview tonight with last week's winner. Yo, am I safe to have MID introduce him? Just say.
Hello? Yeah, we got dropped. We got your boy dropped the bomb last week, winner. He had that single cord and fucked up, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yo, drop the bomb. What's up?
What's happening with y'all? How y'all doing?
How are you?
My boy, come on.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. What was happening? How y'all doing?
What up, though?
I'm live and shit. As soon as I get on this motherfucker, it's all talking at this nigga on shit. What's up? What are you doing tonight?
Man, we good, man. We over here chilling on hot topics and stuff like that. You know, you already know, drop how we do it on Next to Blow Radio. You feel me?
That's what's up, man. Y'all doing y'all thing over there, man. I ain't mad at y'all.
Definitely. Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations, you know, winning last week's show. With that hot single, I'm fucked up. You feel me? Listeners were definitely digging that track. So definitely salute to you. And, you know, welcome to Next to Blow or Hell No on Next to Blow Radio with myself, Miss Queen T. Magasia. We got Jay Biggs on the line. We got MID on the line. We got Miss Chocolate on the line. And Miss Kid Red Tadow herself. So, you know, like I said, welcome to the show. Let everybody know how you got the name Drop the Bomb and where you calling from.
Well, right now I'm in Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying, in the city of sin, and the way I got my name is actually given to me by my little sister. Yeah. So that's how that went.
Okay, okay. What'd she say? Like, you know what I'm saying? How did she give it to you? Like,
When I was a baby, my grandfather used to call me Teardrop because every time he looked at me, I was crying. So he called me Teardrop for a long time, and as I grew up, I just, you know, I wanted to keep that name Teardrop, you know, remember my grandfather type shit. And I was rapping and shit, doing my thing, and I went to the studio out in Hollywood and met another nigga named Teardrop, but he was whack as fuck, and he already did a gang of shit. So I was like, you know what, I ain't gonna even try to take over this whack-ass nigga name, because it'd be more struggle trying to tell motherfuckers I'm not this nigga, you know what I'm saying? That they knew already. So I dropped off the tier and kept drop. And I was in a group with my two uncles. And one was D-Mac the Detonator. And then it was Snap the Explosive One. And I was just dropped. My sister was like, why don't you be Drop the Bomb? So I was like, well, fuck it off.
Okay. So I'm over here looking at your bio, whatever. I see you do a lot of different things, such as event hosting, event coordinator, promoter. You fuck with, you know, your records, different records. You're an online radio host on HME Radio. What you do, video director, recording engineer, and all that stuff. So let us know exactly, like, how did you get into all that? That's a lot on your plate. Like, how did you get into doing everything? How did you get into this whole music industry? Okay, drop the bomb. Just drop this call.
Wow.
Yo, hold on. I'm going to go ahead and get into a song or whatever, or unless y'all want to talk or whatever. And,
I'm going to go ahead and call him on three-way. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and bring in Calico and my boy Rico, and y'all can ask him the questions of the day, the topics of the day, while I get my boy Drop the Bomb on the line.
Hey, I got to shout out something real quick. Shout out to FedEx. Goddamn, they listening in right now. Motherfuckers hitting me up. Goddamn.
Yo, what's up with sponsorship, though? What's up with the sponsors? No, I'm playing.
Right. What's up? No, she not. We for real. What's up? Shit, FedEx.
What they do? They saving my life right now.
All right, yo, we got Calico on the line and Rico. 757. What it do, yo? Yo, squad, ask them the topic of the day while I get Drop the Bomb back on the air.
Oh man, that topic of the day was crazy. Man,
what do you think about it? What's your response?
Well, I got six sisters and I got two daughters, so you know. That stuff my man was talking, all that hot rod stuff, I ain't really with all that, you know what I'm saying? Ed Gale, I mess with, they about their life, man. They go to college, you know what I'm saying? They got, some got business. I deal with one chick, she got a dance studio, so if I go out with her, I'm going to front the bill just on some, that's how I do anyway. I got six sisters, like, when my sisters want to do something, they ain't got to pay for shit, because when my daughter grow up, I won't have to pay for shit, you know what I'm saying? Nigga better look out for it. You know what I'm saying? She better look out for him. That's how it goes. That's how my family was raised. My dad was like that with my mom. My dad paid all the bills. My mom kept her money. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I was raised. That's how I look at life, and that's how I do my life. So if me and Miss Queen T went out, Miss Queen T gonna have to keep her money in her pocket unless she want to do something nice for Calico. Flat out.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna give an and a receiver. You feel me? So
okay,
that's what I'm saying. Like I'm the type of chick. I am a giver and a receiver, but it takes the right one. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think all of the females, you know what I'm saying, that I know, they've been through the clowns, the dogs, the, you know what I'm saying, the abusers and all of that. So I'm at a point now where I got that fuck you attitude, and unless, nigga, you talking about doing something that benefits me, then I am not wasting my time. Unless I feel like it's something beneficial, then I might invest some time with you to see where it goes. But if, like I said, you approach me on something, I want you to drop them pants because I want what you got, then, nigga, I want what you got, too. Run them pockets. Run that.
Older you get, you become a better judge of character. You know what I'm saying? And I recognize the hood types. If a chick just wants some bread, I can see it from a mile away. You know what I'm saying? Just in how she carry herself, how she dress. Like, I don't fuck with a bitch that wear leggings every day. Goddamn, put on some fucking clothes. All right, leggings cool. I think your ass. Buy some fucking clothes. Put some clothes on. You know what I'm saying? I recognize what it is out here. I know a lady. My mama taught me what a lady was, so I could see a lady. If a motherfucker going to work every day, she taking care of her kids, I don't know if she got it or not. She might not got it. I might got it. Like, I done been in situations where I ain't even have it, and the girl like, look, man, Calico, man, look, shit, you want me to snatch you up some clothes? I tell a motherfucker, no, then next time I see him, they got a bag full of shit for me, draw, throw. You know what I'm saying? I'm just 100 out here, and I get 100 back. So, like, motherfuckers just like, oh, cash me out, all that. That shit dead to me, man. You know what I'm saying? If you got that mentality, you won't be fucking with a nigga like Calico, because I feel like I'm a top-notch nigga, and I need a top-notch woman. So I treat a motherfucker how I want to be treated.
Okay. Sounds real good.
Yeah, so everybody agree with that, I hope?
I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. I mean, that's what's up, though. What you're saying makes sense. You feel me? Like, if she gives back, you give back, but you have no problem giving back to a chick that you're trying to get to know. So that's most definitely the last thing right there. What about the other topic we got going on about, do you feel that girls
we got Drop the Bomb on the line. I'm sorry, y'all. We all back on. Yo, Calico, stay on the line with us, okay? And then we'll bring you back in, okay?
All right, Ma.
All right, thank you, Calico. Yo, I had to call Jay Biggs online, too. His phone had dropped, so
Now that we got Drop the Bomb back on the line with us, yo, Drop, go ahead and continue. I was asking you about, like, all the different things that you do. How'd you get into the whole music thing, the event, you know, the promoting and the events and all that different stuff? How'd you get into all that?
Well, just really, you know, it was more or less like being in California. I was doing these shows and things like that. I was getting paid for them, you know what I'm saying? Just getting invited to rock the mic, do my thing, and I was just having fun. But shit, when I got out here, it was more or less like you had to either pay to get on stage or, you know, you had to create your own event. And when it all boiled down to it, the most sense it made to learn how to go ahead and create my own events and things like that. And then as you, you know, you get to dealing with different people and, you know, you see that people's work etiquette is not like yours. You know what I'm saying? Which me, I do this, you know, around the clock. I wake up in the morning, I go handle my 9 to 5. By the time I'm done with that, that's when the rest of the world is waking up, about 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, I don't go to sleep. I go right to, you know what I'm saying, doing something towards, you know, an event or writing rhymes or, you know what I'm saying, a radio show. I'm always doing something, you know. So it's more or less like, my work etiquette is irregular, I should say, because a lot of motherfuckers that I know that do this shit, they don't have the drive, you know. They're not self motivated. They always have somebody in their ear telling them, you know, to keep going and shit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have that. I got that self motivation, and it was like, damn, I get tired of waiting on motherfuckers that say they're gonna do this or say they're gonna do that. So I just started learning how to do my own shit, everything from planning my own events to staffing that motherfucker to being a headliner if I need to or sitting in the background just to make sure shit go right if I need to, you know what I'm saying? Just wearing different hats. I had to learn each hat one by one. And then I had to really learn that behind the scenes is what really makes this shit go around. So if you just a rapper or an entertainer, you know what I'm saying, like that, then you really ain't going to be worth much. And motherfuckers hate to hear it, but you're a dime a dozen. You know what I'm saying? You got to go out there and learn how to get all aspects of the game up under your belt. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to learn different things from, you know, editing my own videos to record my music. You know, like I say, just trying to get it in all different ways.
Okay. So, since you have all these different hats on, then what do you enjoy the most out of all of them? Like, which one do you enjoy doing the most?
What I enjoy doing the most is just really just kicking back, watching your face as you listen to my music. I want to see, you know, is you gonna respond to my shit in a positive way? Or is you going to be like, man, that shit, yeah, you good, baby, but, you know, keep your day job type shit, nigga. You know, I just want to see how you respond to my shit, you know what I'm saying? And everybody responds different. I know, I just like to look on your face when you hear my shit. You know what I'm saying? Some people be like, oh, nigga, that's the shit. And some people just let you know what the deal is. I hate a yes, nigga, so I like motherfuckers to tell me straight up, nigga, that's garbage. So that way I don't put it out there for all y'all to listen to, you know what I'm saying?
Right, definitely. Well, I got some more questions for you, but I'm going to save my questions towards the end. I'm going to go ahead and pass it to the panelists. Let's see who went first. Ms. Chocolate, you want to go first? Ms. Chocolate, we got you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. My bad. What's up, sweetheart? This is your girl, Miss Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
What's happening with you, sweetie?
All right. So my first question is, I'm curious because I have not had a chance to check out your profile and that on Facebook or anything. What is your race? Are you black, white, native, Hispanic?
Oh, okay. I'm black. I'm black. Mixed with Spanish, you know what I'm saying? Indian, mixed with all those white folk, you know, I'm a mutt.
Wow.
Okay. All right, then my second question was, what type of artist do you consider yourself? What genre would you put yourself in, or where do you, you know what I'm saying, want to kind of push yourself to be?
Well, actually, I never tried to categorize myself, you know, because I do so many styles of music, you know what I'm saying? I write R&B, I do hip-hop music, you know what I'm saying? I try to, you know, get it in anywhere I really can, you know, just to express myself and, you know, put something out there for people to view, you know, and it's not more or less about what do I want to be labeled as. I guess I would be labeled as whatever the people want me to be labeled as, but me, myself, I'm just me, you know, just trying to do my thing.
Okay, that's what's up.
How long have you been in the music?
Sorry, I got a party going on.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and throw it to MID. MID, what you think? Go ahead and ask y'all two questions, or your few questions you got for Drop the Bomb.
What's good with you?
What's good with
you? I'm cooling, my nigga.
That's the government's name, my nigga. I like that.
But... what up, bro? Hey, when did you feel as though you was next to blow?
Say it again.
I said, when did you feel as though that you was next to blow?
When did I feel I was next to blow?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I never really felt like that. I mean, I felt that I would just get into, you know, in people's ears, and they, you know, tell everybody about me type shit, you know, each one teach one. But it don't work like you want it to work. You know what I'm saying? So I never really felt I was next to blow because I never had that opportunity that just, you know, showed me the light at the end of the tunnel type of deal, you know? It was more or less like I just feel I got something worth hearing, and I hope that, you know, people grasp a hold of
it. Right. Let me think. My next question is, who influenced you coming up as a young rapper?
It would have to be my uncles that was doing this shit before me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my father a lot. I hear a lot of his music. My father was a singer and a drummer for his group, you know, back in the day called the Funk. Some shit, Aftershock or something like that. But I just said the people around me, you know what I'm saying, that's been doing this shit before me. It just makes me want to get up in there and make my name known to motherfuckers, you know.
Right. Say no more.
All right, that's a stop. Yo, Drop the Bomb, I want you to go ahead and introduce a song. I want to get into this track. You feel me? I'm fucked up. So let everybody know about this track real quick and go ahead and introduce it. All
right, well, this is a track off my mixtape, my latest mixtape called Drop the Collabs Part 5. You can go get that at thatpimp.com. You know what I'm saying? Just search Drop the Bomb and you'll get all 5 of my mixtapes. They'll pop up. So make sure you get them in your life. And this one here is actually a collaboration with a brother of mine named Super. And Super dope, man. Y'all just don't know this motherfucker. He would be writing rhymes all in his head, no notepad, no nothing. He just got to just push play with this nigga. And it's going down. So it was a good experience. You know, I had never worked with the brother before, and that's something that I really wanted to do. And he gave me a hot joint, man, so. I appreciate y'all taking time to listen to it and liking it and all that good shit, you know?
Definitely,
right.
Definitely. We're about to get into this track right now. I'm Tracked Up by Drop the Bomb. Make sure y'all stay in tune. Don't hang up. You feel me? And shout out to all the callers. You guys want to go live anytime. Make sure you guys press the 1. But like I said, we're about to get into this track right now. Fucked Up. Let's go. My switchboard wanna act right.
Let's go,
okay, well. Yo, Chris, if you rocking with us, you know, it's like go ahead and if you can search that Fucked Up or by Drop the Bomb.
Josh, you there?
Yeah.
You search fucked up. My switchboard is like fucking up. Silly. It won't let me click it. I don't know what the hell is going on. But enough, well, you said, hello, what'd you say?
I said I went with the theme of the song. We fucked up. Blog Talk Radio fucked up.
Yo, I'm sorry, Kano. Drop, I know you will be hosting my HME. Have you noticed since, like, Blog Talk have upgraded, the switchboard's been fucking up?
You know what? We've been doing this shit on Blog Talk going on 5 years in May. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can tune in at HME Radio. We do our thing over there, man. But this shit here that they got going, I don't even like Blog Talk for that reason, man. They always fucking up some shit. You know what I'm saying? For real. And then our fans and, you know, people that tune into our show is looking at us like we fucking up. But it don't be us. It be that motherfucking system, man. But, I mean, they be trying to do a gang of other shit. They just trying to add these different features to add to the package numbers. We already know what time it is.
Yeah.
Oh, like Blog Talk for that reason, though, man. They be fucking up a whole lot.
I'm ready to go. So, I got it.
All right. Okay, thank you, Crush. We're about to get into the song. Shout out to Crush the Catalyst for always having my back. We're about to get into the fucked up.
Nah,
I dropped the bomb.
Nigga, I'm fucked up. 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 Nigga, I'm fucked up.
Empty the switcher, fill it up with the bomb. Niggas looking at me like they wanna hit my bum. Put it in the air, my nigga, is what they saying. Fuck 'em, I'm waiting on my drink and ain't playing. My folks know drop gotta be loaded. Drink after drink, blunt to the roaches. Till I'm feeling myself like Mac Dre. And I give a fuck what you have to say. Used to fuck with that dust tough. Had to let it go cause that dust rough. Life of the party when I'm faded. Niggas step out of line, I'ma get the fade. Niggas like one, two, three, bring it. Rather leave you lumped up than a nigga stop swinging. Stay on point of where my surroundings. Remember everything. Next morning I'm
fucked up. Nigga, I'm fucked up. Nigga, I'm fucked up. Nigga, I'm fucked up. In my mouth, hangs up in my cup, burn those against the white, and I'm rolling up. We party hard, we fucked up. No Hawaiian near, but we punch drunk. Damn, ain't no food up in the club. Got the munchies right now, what the fuck's up? I look around, see a lot of fucking suspects. That nigga right there, yeah, he's off the wet. What's up with you, girl? You kinda quiet. Maybe still up in this bitch, can't deny it. Wanna beat it up, beat it like a riot. Come and flow with me, girl, flow with the highest. Yes, come hit the blue bullet. Jet, smoke the cushion till there's really none left. Right, take the right step. Do it all tonight like tomorrow's our death. I'm fucked up. Nigga, I'm fucked up. Nigga, I'm fucked up. Nigga, I'm fucked up.
All right, I would drop the bomb, fucked up. Yo, shout out to that song. That song right there was last week's winning song of the top five songs on Next Flow or Hell No. Yo. Y'all there? I mean, y'all all quiet.
Yeah.
We
here. That's how we feel.
All right, all right. Yo, we was getting some feedback from that song last week, Drop the Bomb. And some people were saying, what were they saying? Something about Pee Wee or something, or what? Yup. Yup.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah, he sound like Pee Wee off of Bebe Kid.
Bebe Kid.
Right.
I see it, bitch.
But yeah, we gonna get back into these questions or whatever. I'm gonna go ahead and throw it to my girl, Miss Kid Red, Tadal.
Hey, tell that nigga the man. Send that dirty to me.
What's good with you, Drop?
What it do?
Tadal. Shit, the question I got for you is, what major label can you see yourself working with or, you know, going to if you had that opportunity?
I just want every time I play with myself.
I can't help it if your mouth's sore.
Yes, it
oh, my bad. I'm sitting over here talking like a motherfucker. My shit was on mute.
Take that,
man. I got this party going, so I'm not trying to have it too loud on y'all end over there. I want your people to be able to hear you. What I was saying, what question you asked, brother?
Question was, what major label can you see yourself
being
a part of, or who would you see yourself being with? Major wise.
Oh, shit. I can see myself being with anybody who's ready to pay a nigga that money. I don't give a fuck. You know, shit. But I really would like to be, you know, I'm a West Coast nigga. I'm from Pomona. So I would definitely love to be with Aftermath or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Shady. Snoop.
Right. That's what's up. And the second question I have for you was for the people that, no, I can't say for the people that don't know, but who would you compare yourself to? Like, you know what I'm saying? I know people don't like to compare themselves to nobody, but just to get them a visual and with the sounds of your music, who would you say?
Man. I would really have to say that I can't compare myself to anyone because, you know, the reason being is because I just do all kinds of music. I mean, I got all kinds of styles, you know what I'm saying, and I give it my all, you know. I really don't have a style that you can really compare it to, you know, as far as the artist that's out there.
Damn. Okay. Damn. All right, was that two questions?
Yeah, that was my two. Thank you, and congratulations to your track. That shit is hot, because I be fucked up.
That's what's up. If you like that track, I need to go on thatpimp.com. You know what I'm saying? Search Drop the Bomb and go get that new mixtape. Drop a Collab Part 5, download that because it's a gang of other hot-ass tracks on there. I sent another one in called Eye Candy. I don't know if y'all heard that one already. This shit,
yep.
That shit knocked it too.
Yeah, we got that. We're definitely going to get into that in a little bit. We're going to ask a few more questions and let you introduce that song. So you mentioned you were on Dat Piff and you have 5 mixtapes on there. Over what period, how many years or months or however, how many, like, over, how long did it take you to do them 5 mixtapes? Like, what was the time frame?
Well, actually, them is from the last 5 years. You know, this one's going in 2013, 2012, I did Drop and Collapse Part 4, and 2011, I did Drop and Collapse Part 3, you did 2010. Drop and Collapse Part 2 in 2009. That was my first Drop and Collapse.
Okay. How do you feel like you've grown for an artist, you know, over the last 5 years from the first mixtape to the most recent mixtape?
Right. What you saying now, Queen T?
I say, how do you feel like you've grown with your music? Like, how do you feel like, you know, you progressed? Do you feel like you got a lot better? I mean, like, how do you feel like you've grown as an artist and overall, like, music delivery, you know, choosing the beat, all that stuff? How do you feel like you've grown in the past 5 years from the first mixtape to the last mixtape?
I would say that I've grown tremendously by being able to, you know, decipher what
to put towards, you know, which beat that I hear. You know, you got some life tracks that you may want to get into, you know what I'm saying, that ain't going, that's not meant for the club type shit, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be able to pour your heart out on the track. I think I just been fortunate enough to grow in that matter, you know what I'm saying, knowing how to, you know, decipher the different beats and create something that's going to tell a story in each tune, you know. The way I try to write my rhymes and shit is if, you know, you're sitting there looking at the shit visually. So, therefore, when you hear me, you'll be able to see that, you know, you'll be able to see what I'm talking about sitting right in your living room just listening, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I definitely agree. Before I get into the rest of the panelists, you know, we still got Magasi and Jake Biggs ask their questions. I want to go ahead and open the phone lines. And if you guys want to ask a question, go ahead and press 1. Shout out to the people that tuned in. I'm going to go ahead and see if the caller from the 336-772. Caller, do you have a question for Drop the Bomb? And who is this and where you calling from?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
How everybody doing? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Hey, when indie artists try to collab with you, how do they go about that? And is the way that they're going about it the correct way to do it?
If they try to collab, what now?
How do they go about it? And have you experienced indie artists that have gone about collabing with you in the wrong way?
Yeah, I have. I experienced people collabing with me in the wrong way, you know what I'm saying? I did some fucked up shit, you know, had fucked up shows or whatnot. But, I mean, you know, it's all a part of learning, you know, learning how to deal with people and just knowing yourself and knowing what you can't tolerate and what you can, you know. If you want to collaborate with me, man, all you got to do is send me a track, man, dropthebomb06@yahoo.com. I'll get it. Just make sure you put what you want to do in the subject line, what you want the song about, what you want me to do, man. I'm on there. You know, I got a little recording set up here at the house, so therefore recording is not an option. You know, I get it in. But as far as, like, you know, somebody recording, collaborating with me the wrong way, man. Shit, I'm telling you, I've been there and done that before. Yeah, for real. I was doing a show one time, man, with a nigga, and the nigga forgot his lyrics, but I was backing him up. So the crowd couldn't even hear him forgetting his lyrics because they heard me. This nigga done gave up on me. I turned around, he's sitting on the speaker watching the show like the rest of the fans. I said, man. You know, that just makes, you know, makes it hard to collaborate with motherfuckers. Now, as far as doing a song, I'll do it. As far as doing a show, shit, that's going to be hard. I don't really do shows with motherfuckers. I'll do a song with a nigga, no problem.
All right, that's what's up. Yo, what's up,
Cuzzo?
How you doing?
I'm at work. I'm scanning and counting and scanning and counting. I've been listening the whole time, going in and out, Blog Talk, been tripping. Like, that makes it even
harder. I heard that motherfucker, too. That motherfucker said, dude. This nigga working at Shakespeare out here, huh? What you doing scanning, nigga?
Yeah, gotta turn around, you know what I'm saying? You gotta work a 9-to-5 or have some type of income so you can turn around and build your dream. Like, When you turn around and you make your music right, you turn around and make a song for the street. Now, once you make that song for the street and the street feel it, do you turn around and have the radio edit for that already? Or do you just wait for the response from the street before you turn around and get radio edited?
Man, I need to do more music radio edit. You know what I'm saying? Because once I do a song, man, that motherfucker's done. I don't go back. Fuck with it no more. I don't make radio edit shit that, you know, ain't radio edited already. You know what I'm saying? Because I happen to have experiences where
my experience with his music is when I go back in there and try to redo the track, it never comes out the same. The energy is not there. Just the whole mind frame is a different mind frame for that different day. So I don't even try to remake songs because that's what it was in that moment of time, and you can't change that moment in time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I just leave it alone. So if I make a song for the radio, it's going to be made for the radio. You know, like Fucked Up, when I came out with it, you know, when I did that shit, I wasn't thinking about the radio. But when it came out so fucking fire, now I want to redo the shit. But, you know, it goes against what I've been taught in this shit. Study long, study wrong. Got to get it in, you know.
Appreciate that, man. I gotta turn around and finish writing and start down and writing down, taking notes.
Thank you, Cuzzo.
Anytime.
Thank
you for taking time out your scanning to fuck with your boy.
Already. Now, hey, Quay, West Coast, like Dope would say, slap some on his tracks.
I know, right? We about to get into that eye candy. I just want to get into a couple more questions. We're going to get into one of his tracks. All right, let's go ahead and get into one more caller out of the 510. This caller already know who dropped the bomb is. Feel me? 510-830.
Yo, drop, Lionel.
What's up with Lionel, my nigga? My nigga, yo, get no bigger.
Come on, man. Hey, drop, man. That Till I Die, man. Slap, man. I stay slapping that track, bro. That number I want to stop. I got to ride to the top. I'm stay slapping that shit, bro. Stay on my shit,
man. I appreciate you going and grab that, man. I remember you said something about you. That shit on your iPhone. That's what's up, man. I appreciate that, man. That's much love right there, Lionel. Appreciate you, folks.
Hell yeah. Like, hi, alien Dr. Spock. I'm like, that's my shit right there, man. I was high in love with that shit. I was rocking with that shit.
Nigga said he was high as a motherfucker with that shit.
That shit was good, man. Anyway, But yeah, y'all go ahead. Let me, you know, rock with the eye candy, man. Let's get the drop, man. Go ahead. We got to tell
all
you
right,
that.
Definitely. Thank you, Lionel.
Huh?
So thank you for calling me, Lionel. Don't hang up. All right. Let's go ahead and slap this eye candy and then get to, you know, the rest of the panelists, Magasi and Jay Biggs. I know they got their questions ready. So go ahead and introduce this eye candy for the listeners.
Alright, this is Eye Candy featuring Miss Stacy Lynn and Mr. Marlo the Martian. You know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. Stacy Lynn out of Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Marlo the Martian out of Detroit. You know, I've just got a lot of different cities and states collabing on this album. So y'all get ready for this gumbo pot, man. Go get that. Eye Candy. Check this out. This is my first pop joint right here, man. I hope y'all like it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Crush, I need you. I can't push it. Crush, you there?
Yeah.
Can you go ahead and play that eye candy, please? All
right. I got to set you up.
All right. Man, shout out to Octane still in the building with us. Shout out to Reese still in the building. Shout out to Rico, Calico. Shout out to the 870, the 612, the 214-404, the 701, the 218, 706, the 773, 336, the 612, the 347, the 678, and all the other ones. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you guys press that one to go live. We got about to get into this eye candy by my boy Drop the Bomb. So Crush, pull it up. But, yeah, make sure you guys tune in tomorrow with Lyrical Incisions and Crush the Catalyst, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, make sure y'all tune in next Tuesday with myself, Miss Queen T. Magasia Show. We got Princess from Crime Mob, and we got 50 Tyson. Y'all feel me? 50 Tyson in the building. So,
what's it listed under?
Drop the Bomb, Eye Candy.
That nigga said I'm 14. I'm 17. No, I'm 12. Remix.
He ain't gonna lie. Uh-uh.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm Betty Tyson.
That's my dude. That's a humble dude, too. Real cool.
Yeah, he's real cool.
Shout out to my motherfucking event we're about to be doing with the franchise tomorrow. Lorenzo and the franchise.
Yo, you
Eddie
performing
Lister,
down there tomorrow?
No, I'm hosting the Pisces Bash. So make sure y'all come out. Pisces being free all night. Y'all get to drink free all night and shit. You know what I'm saying? So come show out.
I ain't no
bottles and shit.
Why?
What'd you say?
I said, I ain't no Pisces. I'm just going to get somebody ID. I'm alive. So I can drink for free all night.
That
who
gonna
the
in
Pisces,
there
yo? You gonna be my best friend tomorrow? I need to find a Pisces in the building. So
that's what I'm saying, Queen. We need to go find us some Pisces to be friends with tomorrow so we can drink.
For real, yo. I know you guys got a I know they got a hot like little show lineup. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to I heard my boy King Bo B's gonna be in there. Shout out to Grind City Boy. Shout out to Von Don. You know what I'm saying? With that track Faded. You feel me? Last time I was up in that bitch in Imperial Room was like last time. I don't know. No, I think you were there. But that's the last time I seen Trig that night at the Imperial Room. So it's going to be different.
Rest in peace to my dude Trig. I have not called in and said that yet. My condolences go out to the family and friends of Trig. Much love and respect to him.
Yo, I got a couple shout outs. This is girl
Chocolate.
All right, go ahead. I'll give a couple shout outs. First off, I'm going to give a shout out to my dude OS Entertainment tomorrow night. Or is it tonight? It's tonight. Down at Aqua, they got Savage Life Entertainment in the building. I think they'll be here for a couple of days, and they're doing a model surge, artist surge for rappers, R&B, all of that. So if you are an artist in the Minneapolis area, y'all go check out Aqua Downtown. Yeah, go check that out. Hey, check our radio station, Blog Talk Radio. I got somebody over here at the crib right now talking about some He's Super Monster. I know who you are, but you can check us out on Blog Talk Radio. Then also, your girls got to give a shout out to my girls, my divas, my squad, my team. I love y'all to death. Ladies Realize Divas in the building. For all the ladies tuned in, check us out April 6th. We do got another big show. For more information, check me out on Facebook. That's Real Eyes with the Z-R-E-A-L-I-E. Excuse me, R-E-A-L, I'm a little fucked up already, R-E-A-L-E-Y-E-Z, Miss Chocolate, Realize Miss Chocolate on Facebook, y'all. Right, yo, Crush, you having trouble finding the track?
I don't see it nowhere.
It's on my foot. Did you refresh the switchboard? And just type
it's all right over there, people.
Just type in Eye Candy. It's under Drop the Bomb. Just type in Eye Candy and it should pop up. But we might as well just keep the questions rolling. Let's go ahead and throw it to my boy, Jay Biggs. Jay Biggs, you there? Okay. Let me check if he's still on the line. Okay, I guess it's not on the line. I don't know what happened. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Magasia. Magasia, go ahead and ask your questions.
Hey, Drop the Bomb. How you doing? Hello?
Magasia, where you at?
Hey, how are you?
Drop.
Can you hear me?
Yo, this shit is ridiculous. I don't know what the hell. Drop, are you still there? Mm-hmm.
You talking to me?
Yeah, we're talking to you, Drop.
Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Oh, no. Magasia is going to go ahead and ask her question.
Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Ms. Nagasia. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. No time, no see. I just want to ask a question. Like, do you have any upcoming shows in your city? And if you do, like, when is your next shows, and how can people get tickets to come in and see you perform?
You know what? I haven't decided to do any shows. Like, all last year, I just was on this. I'm not doing no more local shows, that shit. You know what I'm saying? Now that I got this project going, I'm still, like, at a standstill because now I started the morning show, you know, over there at HME, and it's more or less like that's a big-ass stage to me.
Okay. Okay, sounds good. So if you can collab with any R&B...
Performing. Do you feel me?
Most definitely. So if you could collab with any R&B female artist, who would you choose and why?
If I could collab with any R&B artist,
R&B female artist,
who would
artist.
I choose and why?
Female artist.
So would Trey Songz be considered as an R&B artist?
Yeah, of course.
Well, you say yeah like that, but that nigga's dope with a microphone. So it's more or less like, you know, I would want to work with somebody like that, somebody that know how to get down, you know what I'm saying, with this rapper shit too. Or it would definitely be like, you know, if it couldn't be Trey Songz, it would have to be R. Kelly or something. You know what I'm saying? Give me somebody that's doing some things, that knows something about some music. You know? Can't go wrong with that nigga, R. Kelly. He'll write a nigga a masterpiece.
Okay. Cool. All right, thank you.
Oh, I'm next.
That's what's up. So when do you plan on putting out your next mixtape? I mean, I know you're work, you know, you're pushing this one, but like, what's in the, you know, when can they expect that next mixtape?
Well, actually, the next one will be done in a couple of months, and that'll be me and Kano's shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's gonna be a mixtape yet or not. It's a lot of original material on there, but that's gonna be called Cellar Door. So y'all be on the lookout for me and Kano's album. It's going down. That motherfucker's not.
All right. That's what's up. Shout out to Kano, too. I'm going to go ahead and try to press play on this again. See if we can get it in. I'm not sure what the hell. Nope, it's not going to play on my end. I don't know. I'm sorry. I really don't know. Crush, you can't find it either?
I got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay. Go ahead and introduce this one more time, Drop. Drop. Hold on,
damn,
let me check
this. Yeah, I'm here. That eye candy right here was featuring Marlo the Martian and Stacey Lee, and I hope y'all enjoy it, you know?
GG got that cow in her mouth. Body looks delicious. It's howling, but wilding. Attitude is vicious. It's getting hot in here. Please, somebody taste me. Bring it down a notch. Yes, the chick is just candy. Cup in my hand. Food on my brain. Chase kitty, don't need no game. I'm sick from chilling. Posted in the gut. But homie's getting out of, but she's so stuck up. I just want to see the chick bust a move. I can tell she a freak by the way she grew. Some of these players want to wind and dine. Some of these players just want that mind. Just
really wanna know. Hello, can your body go? Can I get a little more? And more?
All right, all right. That was Drop the Bomb with Eye Candy. You feel me? Yo, Drop, when I first listened to that track, you know, it's definitely different than what I, you know, expect of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely, like, you know, you just explained it to myself and the listeners. That's your first pop song, correct?
Yeah, my first pop song right there.
All right, all right. I mean, that's a big, I don't know. That's like a big, like, difference of what I'm used to hearing you do. You feel me? But, I mean, how did you, like, you know, it's like go about making a pop song? You're like, yo, did somebody come to you like, yo, Drop, I want you to do this pop song with me? Or, like, how did it go about?
Yeah, actually, he's a pop entertainer. You know what I'm saying? He like, that's the type of music he likes. He does all kinds. He raps. He does R&B. You know, he does a lot. And I wanted him on my shit because, you know, it's something about motherfuckers that get hated on that I like so much. You know, these niggas get hated on, you know, for doing their thing and they good at doing their thing. You know, I like working with niggas like that, man, because through all the bullshit, niggas is still doing their thing, you know? So that's how that shit came about. So I wanted him on my shit, and it was more or less like I had to do it to where I know it's going to be dope. I wanted it to turn out nice. And you make a motherfucker do, like, R&B, and, you know what I'm saying, he's doing R&B, and then he turn around and wants a nigga to rap. He ain't going to be as nice as you want him to be. You got to let him do his thing. So I just grabbed the beat like, man, I know you can do something to this. And it was more or less like I just tried to get on his level with it. So in order to have him on my shit, I had to get on his level.
All right, definitely. I want to touch on one more subject before we let you go. I want you to let everybody know about this, about HME, basically, and let everybody know how they can tune into your show, how they can submit their music and all that stuff.
Alright, shit, HME Radio, we go on every night, Monday through Saturday, from 8 o'clock p.m. to 11 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. If you're on the East Coast, that'll be 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., you know what I'm saying, Eastern Time, you know. And then I got the, we doing the Wake Up and Wash Your Face show. I haven't really committed to a steady time yet of when I'm going to do the show every day, but I try to get the show done every day, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, to 11 again. You know what I'm saying? But it's mainly like between 8 and 9.
Okay, cool. Let everybody know the call-in number and the email, how they can submit their tracks.
Hey, tell her to call Cousin back. Tell her, you can go ahead and submit your tracks over there to KanoThePyro@gmail.com or DropTheBomb06@yahoo.com. Make sure you put the morning mix if you want me to get it, because that's the only way I'll get it, if you put the morning mix. Other than that, it'll be geared towards tonight's show.
All right. Well, I know you about to get it in over there. You guys are, it's still early over there in Las Vegas. Y'all about to get it in.
Sin City, you in, you feel me?
But, Trying.
Yo, go ahead and, get, you know what I'm saying, put out your links one more time, your, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, Reverb, or whatever it is that you want to promote real quick, and go ahead and give out your last shout out.
All right. Well, you can definitely be my friend on Facebook at facebook.com/dropthebomb, reverbnation.com/dropthebomb, twitter.com/dropthebomb, soundcloud.com/dropthebomb, hulkshare.com/dropthebomb. You know what I'm saying? Check out the videos on under my record label link. That's youtube.com/servingthemrecords, S-E-R-V-N-U-M records. You know, make sure you go check out some of the videos that I've done, some of the videos that I've been in. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Fuck with it.
You have any shout-outs you
want to
give?
Yeah, give a shout-out to Miss Queen T Promo, you know, Miss Magacia, you know, the crew, the old crew cousin that called in scanning to fuck with me, you know. I appreciate all y'all folks, man. Without y'all, there wouldn't be no me. For real.
Definitely. And I know you love to call us HME Radio, right?
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm finna call in right now, man. You know, go on and do my little co-hosting thing until my company arrives.
I'll at least
on the bro on the show, see how it's going. I really don't be on there too tough no more. I work at night now, so it'd be hard to really get on the show. You know, usually right now I'm asleep. I get up at 2 in the morning, and I'm up until around this time. So by 8:39, I'll be out
again. Go ahead and give out that number one more time, because I know they're live over there at HME Radio. So go ahead and give out that call-in number. So, you know, we're about to get off air here. So if people want to still tune into something and listen to some nice music and stuff like that, and also topics and all that stuff. So let them know the number one more time.
Well, definitely. I know Kano's been on a mission to continue this project he's on, so I don't even know if he's on the radio right now. But if he is, definitely tune in to blogtalkradio.com/HME Radio. If he is on the air, he's on the air right now live. You know, you can call in at 347-637-1962. It's a beautiful thing. We would love to hear from you.
Of course. Again, 347-637-1962. I love that. The HME Radio, they got some nice music. It's real nice over there. That's how I met Drop the Bomb, too. So, and so many other people over there, such as Dope Ass Music, Denia, Lionel, everybody. You feel me? It's a nice little setup they got over there. So make sure y'all tune in. They live. And, yo, Drop the Bomb, thank you again for coming through. Congratulations. And, keep up the good work, and definitely appreciate you for, you know, being our guest tonight on Next to Blow or Hell No.
Well, shit, thank you for having me. It's a beautiful thing.
Definitely. You can rock with us, or, you know what I'm saying, I know you got to get to your party, but we're going to get our last minute little shout-outs with the crew and stuff like that, okay? All right. Crew, you there? Y'all there? I mean, like, hey, I'm doing all the talking and stuff.
We be loving the crew. Loving the crew.
Yo, MID, your phone over there going dead?
I think I already went dead.
I think we lost MID. I think we lost Biggs. Is Risa still there? Ta-da-ow.
Wow. Miss Ta-da-ow.
Wow.
We been lost.
All right, well.
It's team wet in the building.
Yeah, right. See, wet in the building. You know what I'm gonna do? What happened?
Nothing.
Yo, let's go ahead and bring it to some of our callers. Let's go ahead and bring Octane and let him give his last shout out. Octane, you there? Yo, my switchboard is not letting me push shit. Like, shut up to motherfucker. Oh, my God. This is, like, the worst, y'all. Y'all need to understand. Like, it's not my fault. It's not my computer. I mean, I would like a new computer, though. But, you know.
But I guess I'm going to give my shout-outs real quick to the callers that called in. I know we had a lot of callers tonight. I just want to say shout-out to Octane, Jay Bill, Freshly Crushed Catalyst, Miss Reese herself, Rico, Calico, Dope Ass Music, Denaya, Mr. Pill, Euro, Maturi, shout out to my boy Maturi, Miss Roxanne, who Ladies Love Music, Lionel. I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and try to bring these callers in. I think my switchboard's acting okay. Again, let's go ahead and bring Calico back in. We got Calico. Calico, go ahead and give out your shout outs real quick, your Twitter information and stuff like that.
I want to give a shout out to the whole Rider movement. You know it's Rider season. Shout out to Next to Blow Radio. Shout out to my man, Mr. Googleable, man. We still got faith in our Lakers. Shout out to Miss Magasia. She's quiet on me tonight. I ain't really get to hear her voice like I wanted to. Shout out to Miss Queen T and everybody that called in tonight. And shout out to Drop the Bomb, man. I did do music.
All right, let's go ahead and bring the 757 in. Area code 757-355.
Yeah, we got it.
What's
well,
up,
what's
up?
Big,
white,
sexy, deep voice.
Yeah.
Shout
Yo,
out.
Yo, what's your Twitter name?
My Twitter name, the top prospect, DATOPPROSPECT.
Wait. You said what? Can you spell it again? Because I'm about to shout you out.
I'm known as the top prospect, DATOPPROSPECT.
Okay, I need to clean my earwax on my ears, y'all, so I'm not getting that, but...
It's called the top prospect. D as in dog, A as in apple, T as in tom, O as in octopus,
oh,
T as in product, another P as in product, O-S-P-E-C-T, the top prospect.
Well, you know, you got that country
okay.
accent, so let me say what's...
Y'all must have got it. Y'all over there, y'all over there talking about his Twitter and stuff like that. Y'all, you know, saying it. So y'all must have got it. So if y'all got it, you know, say make sure y'all tweet him to me because I didn't get it.
Yeah,
I thought that was the top.
It's the top prospect. Yeah, instead of the like T H E is
eight.
Yeah, I mean, I got that. I got D A top.
Prospect.
And then prospect.
Yeah, it's a long sentence.
All right. You got any shout outs you
want to
give?
Yeah, I want to shout out to my, you know what I'm saying, Lord Abba, making it possible for all of us to be on this line and doing the things that we're doing. You know what I mean? I just want to shout out to over 757 area and all the area codes out there that support this movement as well as other movements. Shout out to the guy that's doing this thing out there that's the major labels looking at him, you know what I mean? You know, may the Lord continue to be with him. You know, and just shout out to, you know what I mean, all the drivers that may be on the road, that be like, going through some unsafe changes. You know what I mean? The moms that's on welfare, the chiefs that's out in the projects, the niggas that's out there in the corner, and the niggas out there in the green that's locked down. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? May God bless your life, you know what I mean? So we can continue to do what we do.